Hi, everyone. You're with Mandy and Wayne atop of the bucket chute, the Giant Frontier Day, broadcasting live rodeo action from the daddy of them all. Your title sponsor this year, Cheyenne Dial and Stone, as well as the Wyoming Game and Fish Department, PSA. We're proud to be on the PBS Radio.gov network. That's a mouthful when you're not used to it. But anyway, Sandy, a beautiful red-headed lady on my left. I got a cameraman from KFBC or KCWN on my right. And it's live action from here. Your impressions so far, Mandy?
Well, it looks like everybody's very excited to be here. It seems like today's going to be even bigger than yesterday. And we're getting ready to get wet. So our pickup men for today are wonderful pickup men. Tell me through everything. Our Dalton Ward, Dwayne Gilbert, Jason Bottom, Sean Kelsey, Matt Johnson, and Josh Edwards. Our rodeo announcer is Andy Stewart, and soon we'll be going to the national anthem with Miss Linda Petula. I hope I'm saying that right. Yesterday's national anthem, but actually, I was just wonderful. I thought Rainbow was here, so Rainbow was us. We're going to have fun today.
Oh, we sure are. One thought I have right now, yesterday we had such a great opening, so why were they the Navy leapfrog?
Oh, yeah.
Coming down out of the sky, and as she was singing the national anthem, one of them had a oversized flag as it came down into the church. That's a fun way to start. 119, daddy of them all.
Don't fight the kickoff. And we can see what looks like the team down there in their beautiful red hats. They changed yesterday. I think they're white, weren't they?
Yesterday, you're right. That's right. They're in the house gate, right? Ready to come out with an interview. Over there is a badger tree here. You are at the largest outdoor rodeo in the world. Close your eyes. We'll try to paint that picture of the rodeo to you. And now the arena is kind of a not quite a Pentagon shape, Paragon, I think they call it like this. It's 200 feet from the south to the north end. Or no, it's 700 feet north-south, 200 feet wide. That's why they can say that the largest outdoor rodeo event in the world. We have a grandstand that holds about 24,000 people across from us. We are on the west side, right above the bucket chute where all the rough stock action takes place here at the daddy of them all.
I've spent quite some time in arenas as a barrel racer, and this is the biggest and greatest arena I've ever seen. I love coming here for everything. It's just, they can do everything here, and they set up the barrels in a perfect time. It's a pretty nice space to be in the grandstand system. Everybody always has a great view.
Now, my thing this year, Mandy, is you got to come and see it to believe it. You are not a Cheyenne native. What, last year was your first experience out here?
Yes, it was. My husband and I attended the championship Sunday, and it was incredible for the first time.
Well, this broadcast is built up to that, so folks will want to be with us next Sunday at noon with the championship round of the Daddy of them all. But it's not all rodeo here. You could bring the family to one of the biggest carnivals in the West. We're seeing some scare rides with people going up. People are hollering at Wayne behind the scenes there. They don't realize I'm working here. We don't have a little light to say on air.
Everybody's your friend here, though.
At any rate, we got the greatest carnival ever going over there. Vendors galore. You can buy everything in the world. I mean, they show it off at Frontier Days before they put it on sale on TV. I mean, to tell you, there's just both. You got those guys peeling potatoes, doing all those magic stuff down there. It's correct. We got the Indian Village, Native American, actual Indian Village. You can get in, walk around, enjoy their hospitality. We have the old frontier town set up like something you'd see on Gunsmoke. Now, the unique thing there are the actors that interact with you. And believe you me, they do not break character. If he says he's Doc Holliday on that set. If it's Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke, that person is Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke. We'll be covering that action on some of our other feats throughout the week. The world's
but one of the greatest Western artist shows going on right now in our historic museum here at Cheyenne Frontier Days. We have the largest collection of horse-drawn carriages. I will be riding with the carriages Tuesday in the parade. If you can get up early, we'll give you a ride to work in a wagon on Tuesday.
Oh, that'll be fine. And then you can wave to everybody on the way there.
Oh, I do. Yeah, they think I'm sweet.
Well, we are looking at our beautiful fleet prepping to come out into the arena. And we're just getting a couple announcements out of the way on the loudspeakers. And we are just surrounded by everybody in cowboy hats. Even if they're not a cowboy, everybody gets a cowboy hat for... They're cowboys for Frontier Days.
Well, you have to be, and of course, to be here, we have to dress up. And I'm lucky that the young lady with me really is an equestrian of Western heritage. And the group bringing the flags out. What's the name of them again?
The Dandies are going to be bringing the flags out today, and they always do a great job.
Oh, they do. They are the traveling ambassadors of the road. All of them from 9th grade to 12th grade. They just don't get into the horse and come out. They have to audition them and their horse. They do that every year in September. What's your team?
Oh, I thought Gato was in. I thought we were getting ready to go, but we don't. We're still waiting on the screen. They've got somebody flipping in that entry gate. So we have got everybody out there. We've got an extra crowd with the scholarship truck. It looks like they're giving away the ramp. The ramp truck again this year. This one's a blue one. It's always gorgeous. Everybody wants to see that. We've got a red one right there, too.
Well, I just found another friend of mine from rodeo. She said hi to my wife. She jumped down here. This is Mandy Harry with KFBC.
Hi, Mandy. Thanks for being here yesterday. It's good to see you.
Now, Lisa, I'm just painting a picture of not just the rodeo, but all 84 acres of us out here. I've told them about the carnival. I'm telling them about the old frontier town. I'm telling them about the Indians. You're with the PR committee. What can you add to it? Let's get people here. If I think they're serious, you're going to see it to believe it.
Well, I'll tell you, Wayne, you know, one of the most exciting things that I have ever seen in Giant Frontier did happen yesterday, and that was the Navy SEALs sleep frog.
We talked about that.
I have never seen anything more exciting than that happened. It's going to happen again today. I see the big airplanes flying around us right now. They're getting ready to drop those Navy SEALs again. And the last one that jumped had the American flag on his back, and it was the most spectacular thing I've ever seen. But I'll tell you what, this is the best rodeo in the world. We're the largest outdoor rodeo of the year in the world. And we have earned that award 16 times. So I'll tell you what, Cheyenne Frontier Days is the best rodeo in the world. And I really wish that you were here to see it. So all of you who are not here, plan on coming next year. We have the best sucking stock. We have the fastest running stock for the times of it. So if you're not here this year, plan on coming next year to the best rodeo.
Well, thank you, Lisa. Lisa is also with the PR department with our local college. And I got to know her, and I used to have to call her Miss Rodeo Wyoming.
That's right, Wayne. That was a few years ago, back in 1988, when we became friends. So we've been friends a long time, and I'll tell you what, we love Cheyenne Frontier Days all our lives. It's sure good to have you here again.
Well, it's good to see you, and we're going to pick up more rodeo action as we see who but the Dandies coming into the arena.
And we've got the flags coming in. BT is leading the way, followed by Cricket Wireless, followed by Matt Cole, which was the way to have a work yesterday of making trucks. And we've got the contractors, followed by the Cowboy Draw, while we do a lottery game, followed by the Grand Flag, and then looks like right here, Ricky Brown, right now. That was
Now, Mandy, as you know, I'm well pleased and are long in the tooth, as some of them say. I've been coming to this rodeo, I don't want to give away my age, but I've been coming to this rodeo since 1953 as a young boy with my dad. This year, they're breaking tradition. The Dandies are on the racetrack. There's a mile and a quarter racetrack around the screen. Yesterday, remember the girls came out into the arena? now we're going to have those steel frogfish jumping out of the sky. I wonder if that's why they put them over there in front of the stand. So another change for Frontier Days is one of these things. Cowboys down here get nervous. You'll see, I what we say about some of them warming up yesterday.
I saw a bunch dancing,
tucking
themselves up,
and so
one boy
himself
is dancing.
The
Instagram getting all excited for a drive.
Well, you better believe. So as we look here, here they come. You got the girls. Give us a name. Introduce us.
Okay, so it looks like we have this queen out, and that is Sarah Green. Followed by the lady, Adina Joanna Brown.
And, of course, they compete for this title. And they'll white buckskin vest and skirt, split skirt, riding skirt. Each one is custom made for those girls. And they get to keep them when it's all over and their reign is over. Lady and Whitey will be next year's queen. And I'll show you where they hide out if they're not in your ring later, okay? Maybe we'll go over and get a canned interview with them. So why don't we take a short 30-second break back to the boys at BBS.com. We'll be back in 30 seconds with more live rodeo.
We thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. The cowboy prayer is going on. We're standing up so maybe you can enjoy some of that with us. Famous prayer, over 100 years old. There's tradition here to read it. Usually during the day they honor the folks who have been associated with us who have passed on. Then we'll go into the national anthem. Do you remember our singer's name again?
I can get that one second.
Mandy doing double duty, taking photos for us because we are on Facebook now.
We are at Radio Rodeo. And speaker today is Linda Lewis.
Okay, well, we'll get more of an introduction from Linda as it comes. The announcer shortly will ask for everybody to stand, gentlemen, remove cover. And let's hope we have a voice as complete as we had yesterday.
Father, our only prayer a little bit. Bring them all soon. Bring them all soon. We ask all this with your son, Jesus. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, if you remain standing here this afternoon, I want to take a moment to direct your attention high above.
Oh, wow, they're going to go with the rock. I'm going to go ahead and sit down until we're doing the thing. You do your work with the camera. You can sit down too if you need to. But to describe the action for you folks at home, imagine about right now the 13,000 people in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Weather cloudy. We're going to get wetter in the second now, but they're prepared the leapfrogs make their entrance. They move their targets this week. They're closer to the track. That's why the girls aren't in here. Let's see if the guys hit the target and if it's as impressive as yesterday.
And now this is the Navy SEAL leapfrog, and they've got their flag flying high in the middle of their feet, and another thing for the guys to hit as they come down. I wonder if they're going to have that big flag like yesterday.
Well, I hope they do, and if we'll wait, we'll bring it on. And, of course, it's a giant, oversized flag flying out of the air. Our Linda herself will be singing that national anthem. We're looking up the sky from the airplane. They're in one of those big C-130 type aircraft that you see and all the stuff. These guys are proud to be an American. A little break of defending America today. They're bringing in the cover. 119.
And it looks like you guys have the song. I just want to remind everybody that we do have a Facebook page. It's Radio Rodeo. You can find us. We've got some stuff to do. You can also listen. And you can find us at pbsradio.com/Radio Rodeo. Looks like we've got the guys around.
Could you get up there and tell us? We're setting up all from the shoots of a special press deck. They've got a rain shade of ruffles. down there. You can hear this announcer. He's a world-class rodeo announcer. They even have a film crew filming this announcer. The cameraman immediately threw my right. Little of that background music to set the stage here. Radio, we call that bumper music. I don't know what they call it for the live band on the ground. Guys jumping out of perfectly good airplane. Puts me in mind of a bulldogger jumping off a horse. Why would you jump out of an airplane? Only because you're a Navy frog. This is, of course, the Navy's version of the Steel Team 6. This is all about. I can't keep talking. I'm trying to get through their electric. The feeling here is just incredible from the crowd around us. Yeah, I guess it's like waiting for the kickoff at the Super Bowl. I don't know.
Yeah, all eyes are on the sky right now. Three guys come down. One guy actually has that, what are they, polar jets? They're shooting colors and smoke as he comes down, and he's trailing behind him. But we still yet to even clear the roof of the grandstand. They were so high.
I just hope a crosswind didn't suck them. Because if they miss here, they're in the Sloan's Lake, but they're frogmen, they'll be all right.
Oh, they are big frogs. And look,
all right, here comes the first one down. They go, oh, man. He's got a flag of some sort. He's coming down. He's going to miss the target. Oh, man, is he coming in? And six of them. He's going to end up in somebody's yard over there on 8th Avenue. Oh, wait, he turned. He makes a left turn. He floats in. I guess with his parachute, he has power steering. Here he comes right in. Listen to this sound. Come alive. Boom. Oh, here's the second one coming in. And they land on the ground all watching. Yellow, blue, canopy for their parachute. All three of them land dead in a row. We'll have to get that photo on the Facebook, huh?
I will get that one later today. Everybody can see how great these guys look as they came in.
Well, I thought he was, you went at him because these aren't the regular parachutes. I thought they were going to end up across the street in the residential neighborhood.
I got a little scared somebody was going to run into the roof of the grandstands. That one guy made quite a quick turn.
Oh, and you know what? Here we go with the national anthem. We'll hold it up high. Ladies and gentlemen, as the singer sings, the last frogman come with that giant American flag. One more ground guy in front of him. He turns, listen to the crowd come alive as they see Old Glory presented in a way that makes each American proud. And it drops ever so slow. Slow, straight to death. Ladies and gentlemen, a good day to be an American here today. I hope you can hear that background noise. I estimate the crowd in here about 16,000 right now, all to their feet. And I'm overwhelmed. The way that flag came in, he made a circle, and then just slowly dropped straight down. It was very impressive.
It was crazy. The guy next to the daughter of Murray, why did they call that Christine this morning?
Well, you better believe it. And you know, my dad was in the 6th Division in 1939 to 1949, so I am the son of a Marine. And we just met each other yesterday. And they have gathered their shoes. They're walking over here. They're going to go out to contest the foul game. Oh, man. And I'll tell you what, I'm going to see if we can get a spokesman or somebody with PR to come up here and talk to us. All right? But this was too impressive. Now, let's get back to real rodeo. We have, what did we decide this was yesterday?
The grand entrance.
All right. And, of course, this girl knew what it was, but we'd like to make it dramatic. Leading the parade right now, we have our guys carrying the flag. Would you pick that up there?
Yes, we've got the flag. And right behind them, we've got our beautiful queen.
Well,
our queen in our
lady.
What is that? Is that the committee right behind
us? The committee, ball mounted, also from Montana State. I got this yesterday. Some of these guys, these chairmen, some of those guys right now, they're volunteers. They start sweeping the parking lot, picking up the cans. They work hard and they get elected as chairmen. You're riding horses for the first time.
Feeling pretty good. You're talking to them for a little bit of that. But, you look like the rumor that was out there yesterday. Our whole name was.
Oh, his last name is Roper Ryder, and that's his real name. That's his birth certificate.
Wow, you kind of have to be a writer for that. And we've got our mayor, and yesterday we said
it's Terry. Mayor and his wife is Diane. Gooch is the owner of the office, and sent him off. Get in there to the crowd. Here, Katie. Two times there. I think this is probably the seventh time he's made that grand entry.
I love her. He's always so nice. I ran into him. I was like, her. He's followed by the chuck wagon pulled by a mule right behind him. They've got the flag around on there. But I was like,
okay, we'll have to find that out. We saw him this morning when we snuck in the back gate. And we will have that information and my trade coverage. Where I'm going to get with about 120 wagon teams that they can hit. And Brian was in charge of the parade with us. We're going to be recording that either and sending it to support at CBS to see if they can turn on one part of the place this week.
I get that at CBSRadio.com for class radio rodeo.
Some of our great American natives, which they have a Philly set up over here. It's kind of ironic, though, to describe people. Think of old Porter Matthew in the movies, the TV, you know, design, but it's full of teepees, a teepee village behind it. Great to go in there and see them. You have Indian artisans in there with their way to go. Now they're shutting the gate here. Frontier Days, we're going to the fucking connector. We'll see if we can figure out who the first cowboy is. We have world champions coming out today. And we have, I don't catch the name, and I'm sorry I don't have the homework, but the guy who won $100,000 just last week at Pendleton, Oregon, will be coming out, I think, in his first segment there for the arena announcement. So first name on the list, let's see if that's the first one to come out.
The first name on the list for bareback is Mason Cousins out of San Diego, Utah. He's going to be on Yellow Hair,
though. Probably a Palomino horse, got a big long yellow tail. We have 10 bucking shoes here at Cheyenne Frontier Days. There's number 0 to number 9 down at the south. And here's one of my heroes behind me, talking to our cowboys right down here. That's probably shoot number 5. 4 or 5 over there.
There's a white hat around that
suit
today.
Well, I see one black hat. Are they outlaws? Oh, you got your white hat on now.
I did. I had to grab the white hat. I've been shaking up a little bit. All my hair is going everywhere.
All right. Well, I would get my hat on, but we'd be back to the Battle of the Brim. The both of us were working together here.
No, we're going to get close to Christmas. Go, baby. Go, baby. We're getting ready to go. We're the first Bearback guy. And on the list, that is Mason Cousins. So we're getting ready to go. They've got cameras on them and everything. Let's go.
Well, let's crack the gate and get this thing going, Cowboys. Bareback riding, holding onto a suitcase size handle. One hand in that suitcase handle with the other one in the air. He will spur up and down with spurs and roll up and down with his shoulders to break with that horse's neck. If he doesn't have his feet planted in there and have him close down, he'll see him. The first time those front feet touch the ground, you'll see a yellow flag on the arena floor and a missed out. No. $1 points. How'd they do? Yellowtail. High in the air. Quick. Little front. High. Come on. Keep kicking there. Cowgirl, let's go. Low. Makes a big huge circle. Goes back to the front of the shoe. Cowboys on there for 8 seconds. We're going to start with a score today.
Yeah,
okay, now that's from two judges, 25 points, equal judges for the horse performance. Because at rodeo, they are athletes. 25 for the Cowboys. 76 for the first Cowboy. What do we think next?
We got J.C. Brewer out of Bandon, North Dakota, coming out on Saddle Up.
And if they have a score on two, this Cowboy was 78 yesterday. Let's see what he does today. He'll want to be 155 to 165. If he is, top 12, come back. All right. Oh, look at that thing. Go jump. Behind. Come on, Tony. Give him a ride. Yeah, no, man. That horse made it just about running. That looks like some people would have raised barrels with there for a minute.
Yeah, that was quite some people as far as that. That horse, like that thing, Toby, and he was a coward for the family. He loved his house.
All right. I bet he gets a rewrite. Because, they, you know, they're guaranteed a rewrite. If the horse doesn't perform to the quality of the other horses in that section or pen, as they say, sometimes they will earn a re-ride in the event that they get their performance up.
Yeah, that was mostly running. There was a couple bucks there, but it looked like it was running. We're going to Late Club out of Clemens, California, is up next. He's going to be riding Brandy, but they're still trying to get Saddle Up Rivers for his back in.
Yeah, they got her out the north gate. Well, another thing, Cowboy comes out, a big bay horse. The boy's been on the bay. The horse comes out, spins around, right here to spin. The Cowboy kept his feet in there. I watched for the spurring motion. This guy is safe with it. The horse will be marked down for that spinning action, but it's tough for him to do.
Yeah, that was enough for on him. I actually got true sideways on him. Looks like he was going to go back to the bus instead of that person.
Well, see, created another rodeo commentator in just 24 hours. She knows one day at the rodeo and she's hooked for life. Of course, this was an easy one to hook. She is a barrel racer to begin with. Now, who do we think is coming next?
Well, it looks like we got George. He's a fourth. I think he was a
fourth. George Gillespie, number four, world class cowboy. Been to the national finals. He's fighting for a title. One of the top hands in for rodeo. Number four is up. He's on a white horse. Look at the high kick. Swivels her hips as she goes up and down. Cowboy's staying in there. Look at that spurry motion. It's high. He breaks those knees back up into his chest. His black hat fell off. Cowboy stays there and then make a ceremonial pass in front of the shoes. Oh, man. 73. It's a little low, I think. I like that ride. I would have supported in the higher 70s, and I am qualified to judge a rodeo. I want you to know that.
Did you take a class on that?
Well, to get my PRCA card, I had to take it, and then down to the rodeo. So, now, what are these birds? Another North Dakota Flat Badlands Cowboys. high kick. Look at the higher dance on that work. Pushes off her front leg. He jumps off right after the buzzer. I think we have a score.
Yeah, he went right out of that shoulder when I went to the score on him. I'm sorry, yellow cap.
But
on that one, that horse
is open
as well, ready to go.
76 on that. Now, that to me looks like maybe a 3 or 4 year old. That horse wasn't that big and developed. That front left, pushing off of their legs, she kept her legs straight. And that's what I mean when I say pogo stick, straight up down like a pogo stick. Little wick in the front end. How would I go along with that 76?
Now we got Tiger coming after. That is
we saw him yesterday, so he should have a score from yesterday.
There he goes, out on Sweet Fame.
Sweet Fame and Beautiful, another one like Donna would ride a nice paint. It went out to the center of the arena, took a right turn, headed to the north. Cowboy keeps his fucking action going. I think that horse underperformed myself, too.
I thought Cowboy looked pretty good on that, but yeah, I do think the festival paint did perform, but it is ready to go. I think that's the horse who does the pick up and as they try to get back in.
So in the bit 74. Now the barrel man, supposedly he's over here with the announcer. We're right by that announcer. Man. He was up here trying to go talk to some of those people in wheelchairs. That's fine. Who do we have, Calgary?
Tanner Fox. You asked what I think was leading our leaderboard yesterday.
Yeah, and I think we're for what? 80 something, 84, if I remember right.
If I remember correctly, it was 84. Double cross.
Well, let's hope we can straighten out the old double cross. 84, I'm a guess, and you got to be around 150, 155 meters. Double cross, fair horse. Oh, look at her jump, gather, four, jump, and stretch out. Steeple jumping style. And I'm watching the end of the ride. It got over to the shoes, and I thought a couple of times we were going to get in trouble there with that horse sprinting in the shoes. But, well, he's leading today, 79.84. Make reservations. He'll be here next Sunday if it holds. The top 12. My background history shows me it'll be somewhere a new ride, 155 to 165 will be the bottom hole to come in here next Sunday. And that's what part of that $1.2 million prize money is given
there.
So that's just bringing up a good point, Mandy. There's always something going on. We have the racetrack entertainment. You can see all kinds of things. We'll call that as we go. Yesterday we had kids upside down on our horses right in front of the stand. Doing somersaults, standing on the saddle. Things you should not do at home there, kids, if you got a pony.
Yeah, my mom always told me that. A couple times I did try that, I ended up doing backflips off and it didn't end well for me.
But you did try. So if we go into shoot number 9 for more action, and what is it? One of our steer wrestling events?
Well, we should have steer wrestling action, but we should have
well, they'll bring them down together. Now, what was that? Did we talk about the cowboy on the way in here? What was the name? Tyson or Tyrell, something like that?
It looks like Ralph and Agnes.
Well, he's the son of another half-hour. He's a two-event cowboy. He's also a bearer-back, saddle-box rider. And he's the biggest boy in the butt, so he is your job. All right, he's got a fake stare. He's down long stretch. Come on.
This is actually Ryan Bolton out of Kettle.
Okay, they changed him up. So Ryan, join those. Your wrestler dance gets on one side. They have to have 4 feet painted the same way. So it was, you see that name parking. We talked to him about his theory. He thought he had here. We'll highlight him. Do we have a time here?
That was 22.3 for Ryan Botox.
22 and 3. All right. A little long. So I think it's 25-second time shut off.
I think so. And it's a very gorgeous team coming down with a flag. I can't read what that flag says, but we've always got entertainment going on. It's going to keep running.
Well, I don't know about the sponsors are nice to go with, but most of the eyes in here are probably on the girl seeing what she's wearing, don't you think?
Yes, all the girls here are all over the place.
Carrington. Now, in bulldogging, as we used to call it, steer wrestling now, it's a team sport. One guy is the contestant, the other one the hater, trying to keep the steer right between them. This guy's going to have to write off. He was out of shape. These steers, yesterday was the first time out for those kids. Today, you notice they come out running and keep going. Yesterday, they would stop and smell that, I'd say, score line. It's a rope stretched out about 20 feet long, tacked into the ground. Give them a 30-foot head start. There's another rope with a series of pulleys they're stretching across. We call that the barrier. If a bulldogger comes out too fast, well, he breaks the barrier, and there is like a traffic ticket, a 10-second penalty.
For the traffic ticket, when it comes down to this much money, you might a little bit more of the traffic ticket. Looks like we're going to Ty Lang out of Montrose, Colorado.
Yeah, he's got a look at that steer to run. I bet on that steer in a face horse race. He came out running. The cowboy just couldn't stay up with it, so Marco went for a steer there.
Yeah, for Ty Lang. But I see you're a friend right there. It looks like he's talking to some of the audience. What's your name?
Last name is Sosa. That's what I call. He's wearing what? A red, white shirt, blue short. And what color are those shoes?
Those shoes are bright highlighter yellow. He was wearing those yesterday. You can tell where he was anywhere in the arena.
Well, he won't get lost on dark night. Meantime, I got a bulldogger coming down. He's got a handle of the horn. Who is he?
Ah, it is Derrick Henry out of Douglas, Wyoming, with
us.
No time.
Oh, man, one of our local Wyoming Cowboys, no time. He just got off, wasn't in good shape, tried to keep his arm around the horns of the steer, and the steer just took him off and took off running.
Yeah, they flashed up a ton for second that he wasn't chasing, made a pretty good score, but then that steer just got away.
So we got to watch. We got another one coming out here shortly. We have a program, but they often change, particularly in the event. Why? Because the Cowboys ran each other's horse. Here we go. Black and white. He's about 300 feet into the arena. He's on his back. Doing the cliff. There's the cliff.
11.9.
That is an incredible time, because I'll tell you. From the front of the chute, we got a pool I showed you yesterday, 133.5 feet. Then it's another 134 feet to the end of the camera pit. The camera pit's about 30 feet long, and he was at the end of 11.9. Good time, long run.
Hey, here's my out here from my old field. People go to the Cowboys and they come up front. You can see all of the cowperson's photo pit putting all their lenses at. You can see pretty big lenses. I hope they're getting some good shots. Mitchell Gardner out of Joe Rowe home is out there.
A Mitchell comes down, nice, sweet, fast side, but the steer's dancing around. Stands up, reaches, he gets it, his feet pointing all the same direction. Let's see what we get.
12.5,
but up to about the center of the pit. You know, most rodeo arenas are only like 150 feet by 100. Here we're 200 by 700. So these guys are going like 45 miles an hour when they slide off that perfectly good horse.
Yeah, exactly. I was a little crazy about 45 miles an hour, but I guess
they've
got some cows
on here, but they got you to do it. Well, you know, the stuff bull riders used to call these guys gristleheads, because they couldn't figure out why they would jump off the horse. Well, my experience in rodeo, they're probably the sharpest businessmen in rodeo. Why? Because they compete. If they have a good team of horses broke to help up, they'll rent them out. And if they rent your horse out, you get 25% of what they win. The hazer gets 25% of the winning. Some of these guys may be too old to jump off a horse and keep going as hazers and horse breeders and rent their teams out.
That is a great strategy, and I guess they have pretty good race by jumping off horses. But we've got Sheridan in the West in the great tax day.
Now, this is a perfect example, ladies. You have a Wells Fargo stagecoach, followed by the traditional stagecoach. There's, you talk about different model cars. You see the difference? That's the popular one to see in all movies, Wells Fargo, donated to the rodeo parade by the Denise family here in Cheyenne. This second one is a real stagecoach that used to run from Cheyenne to the Black Hills of South Dakota, Wild Bill Hickok game. You would see that loaded up with people sitting on the roof that time.
Yeah, it looks like we are getting ready for bull riding. We've got our girls laid out center. It's a center ring around. We are going to get started.
Real estate.
My gear. So Daryl's supposed to be out there in his barrel. Mandy's up taking some pictures. We have both loaded up with the chutes below us. Canned chutes, canned bull. About 2,000 pounds of bull, you do the math. That's a lot of tonnage right down there. They hold on to a special braided rope. Oh, there goes the bull rider, Dan. Warm up, man. Boosting up. It looks funny. It looks stupid, but there is a purpose behind it. Now, that Yancey Cowboy's going to get on the back of that anywhere from 1,600 to 2,000 pounds. Holds on with a special braided rope that he holds with his hand to keep it there. He balances with that. Mike strap on these bulls is another rope. It only keeps the bulls, it kind of tries to control their leg motion and the bucking. They're trained to buck with that. In Mexico, they load up the bulls, they lead them in with a holster. Okay, in America, we still use the plank strap. So just a point of culture. Of course, Mexico has bullfights, and they do them another way down there.
Yeah, I'm not sure I would ever want to hold for a bull. But let me tell you a story. My hometown is a rodeo there. There is a grandstand that has a giant dent in the end. One of the bulls actually hopped the fence with the cowboy on him and fell down on the corner of the grandstand.
Oh, man. That sounds powerful. Okay, we're getting enough going. There's your dancing guy going wild with the music again. Got that number on his back. We got to fuck him up, ladies. He danced so much, it's down. I mean, is he fancy? Is he fancy dancing? Who is he?
I feel like that is Chris Newman out of
Casper. Newman out of Casper, all right. John Travolta ain't got anything on this cowboy.
Yeah, he was doing his fucking motion, but now he's bringing it back for the future. He's got nothing to fill back here. It looks like he's getting ready to fill with nails and horses. And the fine part he's coming out of. It looks like Charles is Texas.
And we're just waiting for the rider to nod his head and get out of here. Again, they score at 1 to 100. 50 points to each judge, split between the animal athlete and cowboy athlete.
It looks like the bull that we're in actually the judge's prop.
Okay, that's the name. It looks like there is a shoot here. I think that's shoot five. 10 shoots, first one's on. Last one's double on, number 9. There we go, we spin right in front of the ground bull. Cowboy on his side, gets back to his seat. He's flipping it off, and oh, man, the bull went into a right-handed stance. Cowboy fell down in the well at the eye of the tornado. We're talking about the well.
Wow,
that is a little bit about a quarter breed, not a real big bull hump on the back. So I'd say about quarter Brahma bull. And it's something to take those gentle giants and they crossbreed them and take out an attitude.
Yeah,
you
look like that.
Big.
Oh, now we got another
five
coming right now.
So we have the 6th pickup in. Did you get to read their names? Yes, you did. Most of them here, because they're close by, go to other roads. Here's our bull rider, Freeland.
He's into a left-handed spear, the left-handed rider. Right at the whistle. Well, let's see if that's a qualified drive. Who was that? Oh, man, that big black bull just was like a looked like a puppy chasing his tail. He was spinning so fast.
And we did end up a nose score.
Now, they say no score, so he came off, I bet you, 7.9 seconds. You can find that clock. Sometimes they count down to the 9
seconds. I just was like, what are you one of the busy ladies?
Oh, wait, we got a wreck going up. That horse is out of control and the queen is on the ground, down on the track. I don't know what happened. She lost the rein. She's up! All right.
And she just sat with a lot of brains. It looks like her horse got a little scared of that, and she just sat with a lot of brains. Got up and let everybody know she was just fine.
Somebody's chasing the horse to the barns of the horse and headed back to the barn. 2 years ago, for background cover, one of the wild horses crashed through one of the back gates that we rode through in the car to go to the PR. They caught it at the Flying J. Wild horse, two cowboys, all the way to the Flying J. That's about 5 years ago. And that's about, what, 5 miles south of here.
Yeah, it looks like we're going to Marshall Smith out of
LaForte,
Colorado.
Okay, LaForte. If you're ever in LaForte, go to Burns. Good. Right, man. All right, here we go. Spin around. Oh. Well, that one ain't going to be served up at LaForte for a while. Cowboy's going to be through. About 3 spins and he was off backwards flip off.
Yeah, I can tell if he hit the shoot or not, but it looks pretty close.
Yeah, and I was kind of worried about that. So many bull riding in advance. We're going to try to cover Monday night CGR championship down here. News coverage, not like I'm going down. They get the color of that. That's one of the other events you can come to, not only the rodeo, but our night shows. Of course, I had the pleasure of seeing Blake Shelton, his wife, played last night, and I think she outdrew him, Miranda Lambert. Who do we have now?
We have Nick Carey at Tulsa City, Oklahoma. That's the very thing I can't
do. Oh, all right. So here are Old Town favorites spinning right now. Now go, oh, man. This one went into a white spin. Now he's showing, look at the horns on that bull, and he's chasing the bull fighters all over.
Yeah, he's got one half going on.
Now that looks like we still have Daryl Deffenbach down there. He's an Australian bullfighter. And Dusty Tuckner from Valley, Wyoming are the bullfighters here. The last several years they've had 3 bullfighters where the guys rotate every other bull. Now we're just down to 2 with 1 backup in the stands. Behind
I'll tell you what, those men are brave men. I could not make them go like they do.
Cowboys vote who they want at the national final rodeo. Both of those guys have been there. Matter of fact, Dusty Tuckner has been the bullfighter of the year at least twice, if not 3 times. Now we're up here. What bad shoes we're looking at?
It looks like a lot.
You're right. Good job. Blake Boblin.
This is Larry Mayer at
an early cup. Well, Larry Spoh came out a big left spin, but as the bull was spinning, he was making progress into the arena, and just in the end, he took off with a flying leap and landed on his feet. Cowboy, he joked that
swap. Yeah, that's
Larry
Mayer. We saw him yesterday.
Oh, he's got a brother, too. Right?
Yeah, I don't remember what his name is. They have shut the program today. They're not following the right order.
All right, Casper Cowboy with all the moves. Look for him in the dance hall, ladies. Now the Mayor boys will be here for the CBR tip. All right, dancing Newman. Bull out danced him, huh? That was a dozy go, and the bull went one way, and the cowboy went the other.
Yeah, but maybe he's dancing just in chaos, Jay.
So I'll try another.
Well, maybe you need some classical training to learn your balance a little better. Bill Moore, looking around the arena, got a scan, because there's quite a ways over there. We know it's 200 people that camera, and then the audience is probably another 75 people on that. Okay. Who is it now? Now look at the name of that National Final Bowl of the Year. It's about the ring. Yes, ma'am. This is the funny bull of the day. Right in front of us. Spinning in front of the chute. Going faster with each spin. The Cowboys down. Little fighters all around. Cowboys still down, isn't he? He's up and running now, I think. He just did a 50-yard dash to the north end.
That was an angry
Yeah, but he landed face down there in the arena for a few minutes, and I didn't see him crawl out and take off running. Good catch there, young lady.
Well, you got a bull after you, my arena.
I think you're close.
Next, we're going to Brian Larson out of Erie, Colorado, on the Harlem Shake.
Now, he was out yesterday, and if you've ever been to Erie, Colorado, it used to be Erie. Now it's a nice bedroom. Here we go. He's spinning. Right in front of the chute again, close there. Duck just comes in, gets him out there, and again, another Cowboy down in the dirt, and the bull went down. Yeah, it started there. Now, have we had a score yesterday? I don't think we have.
We're having a bull right now today. I don't think we've got anything.
First station of bull. And, of course, some of these guys compare and a lot of other bull riding things. What do we have here? Well, the rookie of the year is trying to be the champion this year. Giant Frontier. The finest of the bowl is. Yeah, I do.
He must be out of another Texas bowl.
All right. And they'll do that when these guys fly in. They'll roll them in, get their bowl that they drew. They're assigned. They don't get the choice. And he is saying, this is a Sunday. All right, come on. There's the ride. Stays at the shoot again. I'd like to know who this contractor is. Bullseye's right there. So many bulls they have to supply. A lot of the guys who raise and train these bulls for this event will have the best of the world. Brought to you by Stacy Smith, our main contractor.
And that cowboy went off right into that gate. You can turn that thumb from up here, but he walked right back up, and we can see his helmet hop up on the street right down at the end. They just got his to bring him back, and I'm going to go walk around your foot.
I think we got the barrel on its side. We may be breaking for a Sosby to do some sort of a trick. I don't see bulls loaded in front of us, but there may be some down in those five juices. The north of us.
Yeah,
no, he's rolling the barrel in, so we'll be going to shoot nine. Why don't we send him back for a 30-second PSA of some sort? We'll come back with our next event, which is what?
Tie down roping
when you come back. Well, while we were away, the first calf roper came out. Give me a name there, girl.
Cheyenne Philly out of Oklahoma.
Well, that's close enough for me. I don't know how you say Oklahoma. Hopefully, man.
We ended up with a 29.3.
The penalty would come from a broken barrier. In other words, he got caught in the lead strap with the radar. He hit that barrier too fast. Broke the little tight string that holds it together. 10-second penalty. So he would have been 19 on that. Out of the money, but now definitely out of the money.
Looks like we're going to Ryan Watkins out of Bluffdale, Texas.
All right. He has been qualified at the national finals. He's got the catch. He picks him up. Flank. Little run of smooth flank. One, a wrap, two, wrap, three, wrap. Now he's walking up. The calf's on his side. Gets back on the horse for what? The all of horse 6 second tie inspection starts when he steps forward. There's the slack in the rope. Down to six.
Okay, there he is. It looks like we'll have a time. What do you think?
12.8 for Brian
Watkins.
Well, not too bad. I think we were into, didn't we have some 11s and maybe even a 10 yesterday?
I think we did end up with a 10 flat. Do you see those two graders riding past while we're getting ready for run?
Well, no, because I'm watching my ring, which is the arena. You have the young eyes, you're seeing all the girls on those beautiful horses. You just want to be one of them, I know.
I do so bad. My mother would get so mad at me for hearing you say that. But all those girls are wearing leotards and masks are big on the horses. But it looks like we're going to Bubba Flores and a Mr. Texas in the next half of the
year. Okay, catch Pitt with who this soper is. As he catches, he's down, he's off. 17-8 yesterday. What can he do today? There's 1-2. It's up double rabbit. Gets up his hand.
If you're high holes, it'll be 11.6 for Bubba Torrance.
Do they have yesterday's time posted? No, they don't.
No, they don't, but I think that's pretty in time with yesterday's run.
That'll give me a call.
Well, hold on tight because Jenny Graham.
Well, the something when he gets the toe time, I don't know if that calf gets free a little bit. They have to stay tight right at the end. No time for him, but he sure was working at it. Playing all kinds of calliope music here right now.
It's so with all those street riders. He's had another one cast by. He was hanging out back off the saddle.
Well, look at this guy coming forward from chasing after a calf. He builds his loop. He's right up to the rear and is long in the arena. Throws the loop and misses the calf run home.
And that was Blake Van Aken out of Death Mountain, California.
He's another top band in the rodeo. Ah, there goes the calliope music again. So we got trick riders doing their thing. We got cowboys doing their things. We got vendors. Honking beer. Would you like a beer vendor statistic? I talked to a guy the other night. He sold 8 strips, 20 beers per bucket, carried 2. Figure out how much he carried all night at the Lake Shelter. Who do we have?
We have Tyler Steele coming out of Greeley, Colorado for the next tie down.
Next to our hometown. All right, come on, cowboy. Long in the arena. He fires. He's off. Horse does a good job of stopping it. Hold still. Keeps the pressure on the rope just right. 1, 2, 3. He dug that out. What is
that? If that was old, Tyler Steele's getting a little high.
Little trouble with the flying. It gets him flying out so he can wrap 3. Yeah, it looks like it did a good job. The guys are in there. They got the cap up. It's running home.
We're
still being led
by Bubba Flores with an 11.8, followed by Brian
Watkins, 12.8,
followed by Tyler Steele.
Remember, this is the go-around arena announced time. Sometimes they'll go. Now let's get to our Buffalo Fulton County Cowboy about to come out.
This is Kate Kinghorn.
All right, come on, Kate. He comes out quick. Look at that little white calf. He's got a hold of him, pulled him over. Now, grab a hold, flank. That's where they put him on their side. Little doubles. Oh, now wait, I got to tell you about this. He took a shortcut. What's that time?
12.7 is that high hold.
And that's what I'm worried about, because he took one wrap through the half inch and walked away. He was long in the arena. The trouble with the takedown or the flank.
It's off.
He kicked it off. That's the gamble he took by not taking 3 wraps and throwing in a half inch. You know, if you don't quite get your shoelaces tied, you'd have to be all the time.
We've got another trick rider coming down. We can see it start. We're going to handstand or get back down now. So they like to throw the trick riders throughout the racetrack to help us.
That's a pretty rich circus, something for everybody. You got to see it to believe it. You got to come get a ticket. They got plenty. This is all 307-678-7200. Ask for tickets.
This is Derek Trailer coming out next from Dillon, Texas.
All right. Here's for the roping capital of the world. He comes out chasing the black calf. Got some old Western Museum.
Well, we talked to you earlier.
Okay, yes, it is. What's the thing?
Darren Traylor, and he has a 14.2 in that hole.
Now, we know that this gap got away from him yesterday. Derek had to really run to catch him. That's who it was. So I thought it was a bulldogger, but he's a calf rumper. And he's trying to get up.
That calf tried to stay up, but all three legs tried to stay tied together. Looks like that helped.
Yeah, oh, man. Do we have a temporary time?
Looks like a 14.2.
Well, fairly decent range, I think. We love it. Little extra color. We talked to him. We cycle along. Well, leave the horse talking to us as we're driving in the back gate. And Tony, he was a little nervous because this calf outran the Cowboys yesterday. So they missed him. So, anyway, let's hope he goes back with the money to take. Now, thought to be, where's he at? I can hear it from the PA. Dragon out, so I think they threw it. Well, oh, the South 40 is the new kid they have.
Joe Campbell out of Shoshone, Wyoming now.
All right, turn right at Shoshone, go to their mom to the Wentworth camp. All right? He's working it good. He's having a little trouble getting his plank down, getting him tied up.
We're coming up on 19 seconds, so it's going to be a long run.
Yeah. If he doesn't get her done, throw those hands soon, he'll get timed out. Okay, so check it and roll. They do have a 25-second time. Yesterday, we thought it was 20.
Real quick, they're watching the leaderboard right now. Looks like Riley Pruitt is 12.2. I don't know if that's from earlier today, but it looks like it's going to go. Now we got a two-rider riding pass, standing upright on the saddle, holding the American flag. The grass really goes wild, so that's patriotically.
Well, they're still trying to get this calf aside down here. I tell you what, let's take about a 1 minute break if we can back here at TPS, guys. So don't go away, folks. We'll be right back with more rodeo action. Who do we have?
I don't know.
And I think he's also a student at University of Wyoming where he rides on the rodeo team.
Wow, that's awesome. Great up sleeper.
Now, once he was riding, Rock Bottle gave him a ride. Now, a little different riding style.
Step before for Audie Reed.
Hey, he's tied with our Hillsdale Cowboy Blaze Press right now. Okay, Rusty Wright, part of that Rusty family claim. Yeah, that's him. Let's go. High kick. Look at this horse. Go. Gathers her feet and spins. Covers the ground. You've got to ride. We're going to beat 74 here.
That was actually Justin Headwater, and they just flashed it. He got a
no score. Oh, man. Yeah, I tell you why I got the no score. I just saw a judge pick up a yellow flag, so it missed his mouth. But that was a fast little pony going across there.
Yeah, it's a little tough horse. Real short stature, but real big shoulders. It's got a lot of power to have run in.
Now, when you see me get excited about the right name, W-R-I-G-H-T, they are a family of 13 kids. 7 boys, 6 girls. All the boys are qualified in the PRCA. Who do we have?
We're going to Zeke Pearson from Big Valley, Arkansas, riding over.
All right, Pearson. Send up the smoke station. White Horse threw a bunch of butt in the air, comes down, almost hit the judge, the butt. White Horse, big, broad, rear end. I tell you, that's another day at the office. I didn't think that was the way a horse should buck, but not wild. Cowboy in control. Sometimes you'll see them with an outstanding score because this is a classic event.
Looks like he came out with a 69 for Zeke Ferguson.
That was not one of those times.
You can see right in front of us one of those saddle brush. Rearing up in the chute, the Cowboys are trying to get a hold of her. Now she pushes back up against the back of the chute to make it harder for that Cowboy to get in. But I bet it's going to come out with some good bar spread out of the chute.
Well, yesterday, as I told you, we had special chutes. Oh, look at that. This cowboy right here is a long ranger. Weigh him down. Let's go.
Go, we're at a Paradise Valley, Nevada.
Big Bay Horse. Again, I would have liked to see a little more frontiness on that one if I was judging. But I thought it was really classic the way he comes out of the chute to the long ranger song.
Yeah,
that was really worth it. He covered a lot more ground today rather than stay close to the bucket. But it seems like the bulls are making up for that by fucking real close. Well, they close the outgate. The pony goes to bed in the background where, hey, he'll get some extra oats here today. Now we're trying to catch who the next one is.
Rusty's right.
All right. Now that's all right to right. This is the son of a world champion whose other uncles and brothers are competitors. His cousin Spencer is now the world champion and only 20 years old. Look at him go. High, fly, good horse. See the first kick? Snap, he's kicking in the air with all 4 feet off the ground. I like that ride.
He nearly ran into the racetrack fence as they leaped into it, but looks like the captain then got him down there off the fence that horse.
Now, he's walking back. He's watching that horse as he walks back. I don't...
77 will be the new leader for this section.
And if I remember right, he's only 18 years old.
Wow.
Just graduated high school.
Wow.
Of course, his dad is a former world champion. I work with a guy at the Game of Fish, Mr. Langston. Went to high school with his mom and dad. Dad runs a cement company, mom runs the ranch, and the boys help her.
Wow, and then we're waiting on the next cowboy to come through. I'm waiting for the name to flash up on this guy. And he is wearing an outfit too. And it's like green out of Meat Creek, Alabama.
Well, that little gun is kicking high, but kind of. I think, again, Faith at the end of the ride.
Yeah, we lost the hat there. We'll have to wait for the score on Lake Street.
I speak your
house.
I'll get the
program
to
land that ride. 74 for Lake Street. You're still being led by Rusty Wright.
This go around. Now, the idea is they have to have two high scores to make the short go. Their third score is what will determine the champion. 77. Rusty was out yesterday, but I think he fucked off.
I think you're right. I don't remember correctly off the back of my notes. But we have Rusty Wright followed by Tony Reed, 74, type of Lake and Green, 74.
Now, when I talk about go around phase, after four go arounds, they gain a first phase check. Then they go to export, then the final. What are we on?
We are Joe Buffett at the Alabama riding through this. The horse he has come out of the shield with like the horse that was getting up in trouble out of the shoe.
Yeah, and he just. Okay, now this cowboy about to come out. I wondered at the national finals. He's back here today. Look at that horse. Now that's good left in the front. Good lift and drop in the front end, high in the back end, right over to the camera pit. Hope he doesn't go over the fence. What do you think?
That looks like a really good ride to me. I want to see what that score comes out to. That's of course still lucky, but nobody on his back. As the cowboy walks back and waves the crowd.
He runs back. He's excited.
79, he has a new leader for the section.
Man, that was just a classic ride. This cowboy wounded out and couldn't finish the national final. He's back up 6 months later at 79 points, and I think he's leading the whole rodeo now.
Right now, yes, and we are going to Isaac Diaz out of Death Dakota, Texas.
Isaac, the cowboy's been going down this trail for a long time. There's another one called the national final. That's like for you folks at home doing the rodeo. Make it. The All-Star Game or the National Finals.
Right now, it's just three times. Winning the leaderboard, followed by Rusty Wright, and followed by Audie Reed and Lake Green, tied with a 74.
All right, good job.
Now we're looking around. I'm moving down here to Double Odd Shaw, Duke Zeroes. There's a lot of excitement with that one. There's a whole slide of them went over there. As soon as we can, we'll get you a name. We'll wait till they announce it in the arena. There goes the cowboy jumping over. I see the number 274 on his back.
And that is Isaac Diaz.
All right. So you can tell he's a top cut.
You can see your friend out there in those bright green shoes. He is dancing for the crowd. Everybody's
going to
love it.
On top of the camera pit. All right, Alex, you're off. You're off. Oh, good lift in the back. That tail of the horse hitting. Ten side to the right. Go straight. This was a great ride. What's that horse's name?
That horse's name is Tiger Dutch.
I think Tiger Dutch has been to the big dance at the national finals.
Isn't part of Saddle Bronc learning how to do the, looks like Isaac Diaz is going to get the rewrite option on that.
Okay, now, did they give us four or just five rewrites?
Looks like they just flashed rewrite.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what happened. He got fouled at the gate.
Oh, wow.
But he earned that rewrite by staying with the horse. Okay, they didn't score him. Usually on a rewrite, they score him if it's a low score. They thought the horse could have done better or something. They get a rewrite, but there was a no score, but the horse tried to almost kick him or knock him off at the gate. That's why he got that rewrite.
Wow. And that horse looks like that's a part of Saddle Bronc riding, learning how to do the rhythm with the horse. That horse looks like it was giving him quite the rhythm.
Well, they play a lot of music with these rides, and it's amazing how sometimes it looks like those horses are bucking in motion with the music. Down with the beat, they say.
Oh, we are going to another section with Bryce Johnson. It looks like we're going to be doing a bulldog again.
And he missed him out. Boy, they're so fast this year. It used to be you'd have like a minute or 2 minutes between events. And we just shut the gate on the last Saddle Bronc rider, and already we had a bulldogger come out and remind me who that was.
That was Royce Johnson out of Choctaw, Oklahoma.
The only reason I knew we were still wrestling, I saw the steer way up there by itself.
Yeah, you can see us, that cowboy got real close to the side and right next to the camera pit, but it seemed like just ran out of time for that. Looks like we've got one of our trick ropers out next as we bring out Bo Clark.
Right here, roper. All right. Bo Clark, back to the camera pit. He saw, oh, look at that. That was a pass. Are they going to give him a dive? Judges flag at no time, right?
No time for Bo Clark.
That's because they didn't get the steers. The way he came off, he didn't really bulldog it. Just him and the steer fell in the dirt, but the steer had his feet all four way, all going the same way, all four of them. No time on that, Ben.
Yeah, and we watched that on the replay, and it looked like the steer actually did a somersault right over Bo. And that probably hurt.
I'm sure it did. That's it. But he's up. Okay,
Clay Minderman out of Salina, Oklahoma.
All the way to the long end of the arena, right in front of the camera pit. We know he's about right at 300 feet. Gets him on his
12.7 for Clay Minderman.
Oh, man, it just fell a pandarodium. Of course, you can write the score down. She has to applaud the cowboy. I'm loving it, I'll tell you.
I'm just so excited about all this stuff here.
Oh, and that's the way it should be. Of course, rodeo celebrating our Western heritage. All right. Yeah. I told you, I'm an over. A four-time world champion.
I kind of have to be a trick rider roper with a name like that. He is standing upright on top of the horse with his loops going around him as he's jumping through his
I just wonder where they hold the rope off for a championship. Who do I have?
Matt Cup coming out of Hempstead, Texas.
And he rides by, no time today. Some didn't look right. I look like they were pretty close to the pencil. But to avoid injury to the steer or to the cowboy, he chose to go, hey, keep them coming for another day. I'll try again.
Probably a good idea. Good ride, cowboy. I am getting all
that. Oh, right in front of us. Look out, cowboys. Oh, we had a couple of game men standing there, almost got ran over by a steer to the right. $200 cash. Got out of here. No cash. Who was it?
I don't know who that was quite yet, but it looked like he also broke the barrier on that. But they haven't flashed the name up. We're trying to be focused on Rider Roper.
Well, he doesn't want us to say it after a ride like that anyway. So let's focus on the next guy.
It looks like we're going with Joe Wilson out of Long Valley, South Dakota.
Here we go. All right, white ball is here. There. He's got a hold of him. Got a stand-up, appreciate it. Power twist. He's got one horn hook in his right elbow. Trying to go for a nose grab.
He's trying to drag him around. Oh, we are down to 23. 22.9 is what they started at.
All right. Those will be going over there to do something as we look on here. Make sure we got another team going in the box. Remember, one cowboy is the steer wrestler, the other one the hater. The steers get a 30-foot head start here. Today, they're coming out just running because they were all came through yesterday. Rules of Frontier Days is the first run on a steer, the first time he's ever been bulldogged. Doesn't take them long to figure out if they're fast and running out of the arena. They're going.
Looks like we're going to Logan McDonald out of Alliance, Nebraska next.
He was out yesterday. So this is another steer picking it. That steer stand is first up on his hump like a mad cat. And the cowboy did not take him.
No time for Logan McDonald. Looks like some of the steers really wised up after their run yesterday.
That's what I was saying yesterday. It doesn't take them long once and they know what to do. They're shooting gate 9, so we've got the one we got loaded up down here now. Probably what? First section of Saddle Bronc?
Looks like we're going to Rookie Saddle
Bronc. Oh, the fast event. Well, we saw what was the score yesterday. We don't have that for us. This is where the Cowboys come and compete. They have bought a provisional card for the PRCA. When they're a rookie, it's before they earn their championship money to have a full membership. So my temporary statistician, co-announcer, looking for results now. Who do we have yesterday?
Yesterday, the leader with the only time for the entire day was Justin Lawrence out of Sanger, California.
He should be in this pen today, so let's watch for him. And what was his score again?
It was 63.
Not a big score, but it's the only score so far.
That's what matters, I guess.
Now, they'll have their finals on Saturday. They will not be back to the big show on Sunday. These are horses the first time they've ever been in the arena also. That's why you'll see the little kind of not a smooth puppy pattern. And where are we at?
Going on with Oklahoma.
Now that horse has got a good rhythm. Gathers straight over to the fence, turns left. I'm gonna put this in the 50s, high 50s.
Lacey's staying on. There weren't a lot of cowboys who did that yesterday, but we were waiting on the score for 64.
Well, they're close. So we have a new leader now, 64, with a follow by a 53. We talked about the Edbauer name. Of course, I mentioned to you in our prep for the rodeo how Billy and Bobby and Danny Edbauer all broke out in this event and went on to world championship class. We had their son, was it one of their sons, Shane or Sean?
I think Sean, but it looks like we're going with Jacob Phillips out of Vista, California.
Yes,
the next
half out,
and he is already off.
Well, they should at least stay on there until we get to say their name. Now, we got Ryder Roper over there cracking a bowl whip.
I did, and it looks like he's going around the queens as they stand very still, and he cracked it around them.
Oh, man. I was watching an old Western on TV the other night. They were having a fight with those bullwhips, a couple of cowboys.
I could hit with one of those bullwhips daily, some wealth.
Wow.
We're going to
Wyatt
Upstate out of
Phoenix,
Colorado.
Okay. Now, you heard that, ooh. Oh, look, we got a rodeo right in front of us in the chute right now. Where's our cowboy out? Brother Payne. Hi, Jello Town. Good lips in the back. Great fucking motion. Too bad the cowboy isn't there to enjoy it.
Yeah, he makes that slow walk back to the chute. Head down, but maybe he'll get another try next year.
Now, I got to apologize and explain to the folks. When you talk about the term passing the mic, it's not, hey, Monty, take it away type thing, or back to the boys at the boat. It's a chubby guy passing a cell phone to a beautiful lady with red hair, and I just got her in the chin with this thing. I am so sorry.
Oh, that's okay. I've gotten horse heads to the mouth. Actually, I got kicked once right in the belt buckle right before a barrel race, and that was a very incredible cruise. Looks like we're going to Hawkins Boys as the next one.
Well, he's on a white horse with a parsley black tail. Hang on, Scoopy, let's go. Is the music in the background. Horse comes out, makes a circle, but I think he double-grabbed that saddle.
Yeah, it looks like that'll be real close. We'll have to wait and see on the score tonight if you can get the score.
Well, they ride what we call the association saddle. There's no saddle horn to tie a rope on. Swell.
Looks like we ended up with a 64 for that one.
We were 64. Okay, here's a guy who just went at the college finals. I thought the yellow flag.
They dropped the Cowboys, too. He dropped right back and kicked that so off back to the chute. The horse is still bucking on the other side of the arena, even though there's no rider on its back.
That's a shame, because that cowboy, what's his name?
Huh?
You didn't even get it. But he was one of the guys that placed at the National Finals Rodeo for college kids just a week ago.
We're going to Justin Lawrence out of Sanger, California.
Okay. Sanger Cowboy. Man, that was that guy with the 53 from yesterday?
I believe so.
Okay, we got two scores, a 0 and a 5-3. What does that add up to?
63. That was actually a 63.
Yesterday?
Yeah, so he's
labeled as 63. I was hoping he would get two scores and make their short go. Pays off enough, he pays his first $1,000 earned. He's a full member of the PRCA and has joining rights at any rodeo.
We're watching the screen for the next Cowboys name to pop up. 1503, let's try to find that name over. Like Garrett Buckley
out of Colorado. Okay, come on, Buckley. I know there's other Buckleys in that area. Right in front of us. I thought a horse was slow on the first minute ago. Great horse, black tail, up in the air. Oh, about 6 seconds in, that cowboy falls off.
It looks like he took a step right over that saddle. It looks like the saddle just moved out from underneath him. He looked like he landed on his feet.
Well, no score. He's holding his side a little bit there for Saul. I bet. Thought maybe he'd hurt himself, but he's putting away his mouth guard.
Well, at least he's using one. That's smart.
You got it. And they're wearing some vests. They're not as protective as the vests that the bull riders wear, but thank God Cody Lambert invented those bull riding vests, saving a lot of injuries for the Cowboys.
Looks like the next one. It looks like Josh Briggs.
Josh, okay, the yellow flag in the arena. But that horse jumped out incredible. That horse turned his head, jumped sideways, just turned sideways to the door. Yellow flag on the floor, no score.
And they dropped that cowboy right into a chute. It looks like the horse was trying to go into the chute. The cowboy just took that opportunity to hop right off.
You want to get off, you don't care where you go as long as you get off safe.
That horse's name was Dangerous Dave, so maybe that's why it made that weird turn, that really nice turn right out of the chute. Dangerous.
When I say they missed him out, of course, for the newbies to rodeo. The first jump out of the chute, when the horse's feet touched the ground after it breaks the plane of the chute, Cowboy's feet must be sealed in, closed out in the breaks of the neck, right there. Then in this event, they saddle bronc, they roll their feet from the front of the saddle to the back of the saddle, trying to get in time with the bucking motion.
Looks like we're going to cast steel out of the pretty soft coat and neck.
All right, old brown horse. This one, now, ready? The difference, this one's got a lot of lift, a lot of push-up in the front. I agree, scores. It'll be in the 60s.
Yeah, he came up right at that buzzer. Won't see if he came up before or after. He's in your great score.
So I'm trying to see what he's talking about with Ryder. They're highlighting him right now. We're waiting for a score to come in.
Not yet. We're focused on the Ryder Roper over there in the corner. He's still going with his bullet.
Now the judges are walking back into the field. So that means they got another contestant come out, and we'll catch the name if we can. And we're talking about it now. He's not making his rookie card here this year. And then they're talking about it again. The announcer stole my Tucker, didn't he? The next generation. Now, didn't get a chance to research. I don't know if his dad is Billy or Bobby or Craig. Craig Lee comes down out of Oklahoma as a rodeo coach with the championship team. Now,
it looks like we're still being led with by Nick Chenault with a 64, followed by Hawkins Shane Boyce, also with a 64.
Good catch. We're looking for rodeo action. Oprah's still showing up for all the girls over there. Now, his dress. Why don't you give the girls a commentary of how old Roper is dressed?
Old Roper is dressed in a white cowboy hat, white jeans, and a white shirt. So he looks like that cowboy all in white. That's a good cowboy. Oh, he's got fringes. How could you be that? And I can't. Oh, wow. It looks like they've got a rookie up with Roper's bullwhip as they try and get him all caught up to speed. As the queens watch from the corner of the pit, Roper was just cracking those bullwhips. They're on both queens, the Lady-in-Waiting and Frontier Lady, as they stood there in the corner. And he's turned around and checked them out for one more second as he goes back to his whip.
Well, I think they're done with the rookie saddle bronc. I think we'll take a break. Why don't we go ahead and take a 3-minute break, and we'll catch up when we come back. So, ladies and gentlemen, back to Northern California for PBSRadio.com, where we bring you live rodeo action. We'll see you in 3 minutes.
And we're right back with the rodeo from Giant Frontier for Martin Outdoor Rodeo and Family Celebration. Carnival, Indian Central. We've got all kinds of stuff. Guys jumping out of the sky. It is exciting. You've got to buy a ticket for you. Now, what event have we gone to?
We just got to team roping, and the first team did just come out was Nick Campbell and Hank Bones, and they just scored a 10.8. They had a real nice run.
Here's your name for the second team here. Andrew, get it, turn it sideways. So what do we got?
We got Paul Benjamin, Paul Cooper with 8.1.
Now, we didn't get a chance to do it. Yeah, between some of this, see if you can get yesterday's fastest time off your score sheet. Yeah, she's checking the stats. Team roping, this is where we actually a team event. One man's the header, the other one's the hitter. They got a rope. They break the rope in front of that, and they're going. This is Beavis. Beavis,
okay, we got every cover in Slade Thorpe ended up in no time. Our leader from yesterday was Clayton Van Allen with Paul Taylor with his 10th flat. So we did just beat them with the Paul Beckett pulled 8.1.
And good catch. I panicked. The phones were great if somebody else tried to get in, I guess. Anyway, we're in the team roping where they do a head catch, turn it to the left. The guy comes in the healer, tries to go under, gets the two heels, pays off, and then that stops the clock, so he drops the flag.
And this is our second place team from yesterday. Corey Wintery and Tate Younger, they had 11.3 yesterday. And 9.1.
Oh, that's a pretty good time. They're what, about 44-3? I don't know.
Oh, it looks like they actually threw a penalty, so it added up to 14.1.
Okay, the 5 seconds is where that penalty comes from. You only got one heel in the rear end, so 5 second penalty. They got to watch for the speeding ticket at the broken barrier. That's it, the stage. Who's our next front, do you think?
It is Jesse Beardsley from Chico, California, and Ken Cook out of Willows, California.
All right. Try to catch them. Here they come. All right. Black and white steer. Coming up here. Just this steer just outran him. He got on the wrong side of the steer got on the wrong side of the hazer, too. That was a wreck of a run. Okay, now looking back down here, what do we say?
We're going to play Clayton Van Al Allen and Cole Spiller, who were our leaders from yesterday.
Okay, here's leader time. Fast catch again, but he got away. Well, that takes them out of time for their run to come back to the final.
Yes, right now we're being led by Paul Beckett and Cole. Yesterday,
we got upset
with us, but you're being followed by Lynn Campbell and
Nate Downs,
the
10-4. Okay. Now, they're going to try to catch up with the steer. You got it? No, they switched back to steer wrestling.
The team that was there was Derek Henry and Aaron Braveman.
Now, watch real close. Those team ropers didn't have any rope. I think they switched right to panel helmets and went right to catch up some deer wrestlers or somebody in there, and it was unannounced. But when they were up here that far, I noticed no ropes on those saddles. It was Cowboy Dan, so we're lost, and we even have a program.
Looks like we're actually going back to team roping with Brett Anderson and Cole Wilson. I just team names.
Okay, well, now we've got a head kick and a turn. Now we're back to team roping. Look at that fast three.
7.6
for Brian
Anderson and Cole Wilson.
That's a new event leader in this Dora. So that's what happened. They had some Cowboys that had a rerun. Those last two runs were actually rerun steer wrestling runs that we missed out on, knowing what was going on. Hey, we're back. Thanks to the phone gods and our friend Doug here at BBS. We're back on the air. Catch us up, Mindy. What do we miss?
We had a rush from Cat Thomas and Jesse Morris for the no time from now. We should be coming up on Cody Calloway and Justin Kemmerich. Looks like we've got a little fight quarterback down there. Somebody doesn't want to stand at the gate. But they're about to come out right now.
All right, our Wyoming team comes out. Here we go. He's got a head catch and a turn. Where's the healer? Oh, no catch, no gun.
That should be the end of that section, and we will probably be going to bareback section 2 next.
Well, if we got horses in the chute, we will. They're talking about our Laramie Community College Cowboys, of which you're one of their cowgirls, huh?
I was never on the team there, but I did go to school, Laramie County Community College. I'm actually finishing up my last semester and wrapping up my associate's degree there.
All right. And I can tell you want to be in broadcasting media work. You've got a good start.
Yeah, I'm very excited to start all this. I'm actually starting my first semester at Penn State University this fall.
All right. Now, you know a little bit about Mandy. You want to know about Wayne? I'm an old guy, retired cop, traveled with many years as a professional rodeo announcer, and I'm here at my hometown rodeo, watching it for those of you who can't. Here he goes. High lift, good kick, and that flies off the arena. Cowboy State Vicker, he's moving him up and down. Who is it?
Frank Weisner out of Cruzy, Colorado.
We talked about him yesterday where he's in the backyard of Bruce Ford's head family.
74 for Hyde Park out of that time.
All right.
I'm getting instruction on how to hold this restricted microphone.
It is an iPhone, and they can be a little tricky sometimes. We are watching the leaderboard right now. It looks like Tanner Off is still leading Saddleboro.
And his score is?
79.
That's it.
We're going to buy a food next out of Bend, Oregon.
And, well, you're looking at the results. Here we go. Horse Pioneer, Palomino, just like Roy Rogers had. High across the arena. Good lift. Good lift at the front. Good lift at the back. High kick. Pick up in, try to move in and pick him up. Do we have a score yet?
Not yet. We are waiting on the score from the ride. Exotic Blonde. That was a pretty Palomino. We got quite a kick up there. It looks like we got a 72 for Wyatt Bloom.
So the 79 lead is still intact, but he's got a respectful score. You think we're busy. This cameraman's helping the announcer over here. He doesn't have the luxury of having a partner. He's doing everything himself. He's got his program all wadded up in his pocket. He has to pull it out and write scores down. He's done.
Oh, he's some extra games there. I'm looking at our leaderboard yesterday. It looks like Audrey Reeves was leading for 77. So Austin, or Taylor Austin, is leading for that 79.
And in the meantime, the girls carrying the flags runs down the arena in front of us. Like I say, you have all kinds of things to do with Cheyenne Frontier Day.
Next we're going to Weston Garrett at Bellator Super.
Okay, now I know this guy's dad. Let's go. Let's keep going. Marvin Garrett Brother Mark, one of his boys. Both of our Garrett boys are champions. They put on the Rough Stock Rodeo you'll see on TV a lot.
Wow.
So here's their second, third generation coming out. Marvin grew up near Devil's Tower out of Alaska, Wyoming. Bought ranches over in the Belle Fouche area.
I came up with a 73 for him.
Good, respectable store. I have to do research again to see whether this is Marv or Mark's son. But both of them have won the dad and one Frontier Day. So Legacy Cowboy, family business, rodeo. Hey, this horse is really kicking in, kicking dirt clods in the air as it goes across the arena. Again, a good bareback ride. Not real high lift, but continuous lift. That's fast. Made it hard for that cowboy to keep his feet going up and down the neck of that horse in that spurring motion.
Covered a lot of distance. We got right out to the camera pit, and we're still waiting on the score. Looks like he gave up a 79, so he is right about Tanner Hawk, also the 79.
So we got a 79 lead in this first score round. They'll get paid on this one probably Tuesday.
It looks like Blake Smith and Nathan Clements are following them with 76. That's pretty good.
Thank goodness we have these nice scoreboards. The name of the company that brings them up is called Dog and Pony Show.
What's that from? I was testing it out of Tower, Montana.
Well, the Davis Pony is high in the arena again, and that's important in judging. Neck stays even. This horse's neck was not bending down into the ground. Just stay nice and even. Like he's on just a general walk, but he's walking my gag.
We're still waiting on this horse to come back up. It should come up in just a second. And that horse really was good. Now the 78 for Jesse Davis.
Well, the way it's going, I bet we break an 80 before this is over today.
Oh, I hope so. Those are always good. It looks like we still have Richmond champion to go.
And Rivers.
They're flashing some aggregate scores right now. Tanner Laws is leading with 163.
All right, on to. He should be back Sunday. Now, you got this kid. We were confused on this thing yesterday.
Tyler Nelson is actually actually up right now. Victor is from Victor, Indiana. And we'll see what he can come out with and let him out.
All right. Hi, in the back end. Nasty sidewinder. Tried to do a sunfish. That's what they tried. I turned real sideways on one of them. And he's in there. We may have to poop him.
Oh, yeah. That was some good twist to that. It looks like that horse was running all over when it came out of the chute.
And that's in the old days that cowboys would call that a sunfish.
Yeah.
You get a sunfish out of the water, they always kind of turn their belly to the sky.
Now we got a 71 for Tyler Nelson.
So, Tyler stayed on him, but the judges really didn't like that bucking pattern on the horse. It's my guess.
Waiting to see who the next cowboy will be for this. I can't run a little boy.
All right. But again, to refresh, they hold on to that special made like suitcase handle, not a saddle. They are on the bareback of the horse.
Ray Taylor had a pet in Texas.
We open up now. There he goes. Now, this horse is bucking high in the air, but not making a lot of ground coverage. Oh, our cowboy.
Offense, 5.9. Ray Taylor.
And Chad landed dead center in the arena.
You can see Trey Taylor is hacking back into the first box. Looks like Trey Taylor actually has a mohawk. I have not seen a cowboy with a mohawk before.
Oh, man, I would get my cowboy hat on if that was my hairstyle. Because you don't want to get a sunburn, see?
Yeah. Next is Jordan Tilton of Holiday, North Dakota.
Holiday Cowboy. Doing a good ride there. Left-handed rider, a little different. Moving, I think he lost his foot right at the end of that ride. In other words, he lost his spurring motion. It's going to cost him some points, my feeling.
Wait for that score to come up on him. It's right out of the chute. And this is the cowboy out of Holiday, North Dakota, riding the horse, Paducah. 62 for Jordan Tilton.
Paducah? Is that game that's always with the crossword puzzle?
Yeah, the numbers, the blocks, yeah. Yeah, that's a big airplane game.
So Old Smokey, those kind of names are kind of going to the wayside, but you're genetic.
Now we're going to T.C. Brewer out of Bandit, North Dakota.
Okay, up there, Bandit. The only thing that separates Bandit from the rest of North Dakota is the river, and the other side is Bismarck. Here we go. High shirt, dodge in the air. White horse. Circles half moon chase around here. It's like he's chasing the pickup man. Now, if I'm judging the rodeo on this one, I would think, hey, everybody else, of course, going out, high left, good kick. This one, Virgin, went to the right, circle. Sometimes, and the cowboys stay with us, they may earn that dream ride.
And that Casey Brewer came out with a 76 on that. So he's getting up there with them, but they're still being led by Jake Gold and Tanner Hall. Tanner Hall is winning the aggregate score as well.
Well, great call on that. So, now, what do we got going now? Is it the Cowboys running down the track shooting tests again?
Yes, it is. They look like they are all dressed up in gear. One man up there, Scott Bolton from Kansas. Right down the racetrack.
So like we say, here at this rodeo, there's something for everybody. This one here today, there's something for somebody. I like the fact that family can come here for 3 days, see a parade, a rodeo, and take part of all the other stuff and a pancake breakfast. Who do we have?
I think we're going here wrestling next. It looks like our best ride is now over. We're going to go down back down to steer wrestling. The first cowboy might be Keith Martin. We'll see more kids last Thursday.
All right. Nice. Yes. There we go. They come out. White steer.
Jacob D. Edler is correct.
Well, they probably changed it now. The Cowboys got the white steer. He's down. We got a time off.
9.5.
9.5. Long in the arena, but he had a good shape. He had a speed on it. The steer just kind of pivoted him around. He hooked that nose, fell on his back, all of that action. In how many seconds?
9.5.
That's got to be the leader. I think we had a, what, 10 flat?
We got a 10 flat yesterday. So 9.5, I'm pretty sure that's the leader for the day.
That was a sweet run, too. And to think that he had to go, we know, what, 133, 134, and add 20, put it together, he was out right 300 feet into the arena.
Yeah, right in front of that camera pit. We're waiting for the next red to pass out, and looks like we've already got the cowboy out.
He's out. He's chasing a white, perfect-looking steer. He's at the camera pit. He slides off.
Brady Hickman, the name.
Aikman stays with him, gets his down.
12.2 for Brady Aikman.
I think the arena record here is 5.3 seconds. So let's see.
Wow. Wow, that is amazing to watch. That's a good right out of the game.
Black and white steer right over, take close to the fence. Cowboy takes it down. I didn't think he would. He stands, he dances, he twists the neck.
14 seconds, 15. And we come down to 15.3 for Dean Shermer.
Now I got it. We got to change my game. So.
Make sure we're still on air. And we'll wait for the next cowboy to come out. Looks like his horse is real frantic, ready to get out there. Anxious, ready to go. And it looks like that cowboy is shading first at a
Ford NGPN. We're down the arena. We're in the camera pit. Cowboy's got a hold of him. No, he doesn't anymore. So no time on that one. No, that's all you. Now listen, you keep up those scores because we won't know what's going on. I'll keep passing the mic back and forth.
Looks like we're still being left. Jacob Panther with a 9.5. Now we're going to Riley Bradley out of Planter Wyoming.
You say a 9.5?
9.5 is our leader so far.
Is it 9.9? Is that that team? Did they correct it or what?
No, it is 9.5 for Jacob Atlerswood and his ride. And then we're being followed by Brady
Hickman. So that 9.5 was probably leading from a flat ground from yesterday if we didn't see in the arena. Okay? Because we thought that 9.9 was all it did. Well, anyway, black steer just outrunning those horses. Cowboy comes down just in front of the steer. Slapped him on the nose by mistake, and he's lucky the steer didn't run over him. Jumped over.
Yeah, that came down right in front of the camera. Bit didn't even bother the shark. Just got a good shot out of that.
Well, I'm trying to see where the horse went up there. My Polaroid lenses are getting too Polaroid. It's a little dark for me.
We are in the shade on today. It is a beautiful day to try and run through. It's a little cooler than yesterday. I came home yesterday with a suntan on one arm. I somehow got that out. But now we're going to Blake Williams from Piedmont, South Dakota.
And of course, you're pure Jack because you're wearing a beautiful new cowboy shirt, blue and white striped flag. Ready for the show. Here we go. Who's this cowboy?
Blake Williams out of Piedmont, South Dakota.
And Blake is going to, well, he did come down at the camera pit trying to put the brakes on him. He's got his feet out. There we go. He did it.
13.6 for Blake Williams.
And about 100 foot of that was him with his feet in front like he's water skating being pushed and not being on top of himself.
And now they are demonstrating on top of the camera pit where he was. He's getting the whole way to the camera pit and trying to go level down right past it. Now we're going to wait for that next cowboy and wait for that name to flash up on the screen. They have some seconds to run a lot on this one. But here's Palomino Horse, written by Chris Berry out of Valley View, Texas.
All right, the Barry boy's in there. Beautiful horse, like you said. Big, Hereford Rugged Steer. Comes down powerful, steer, fast steer. Get that podium gear. He's down. He's at 50-plus miles an hour. He's going to do it. Front leg seven, close down. He's in the bunny run on that one. 9-5, 10-6. Again, there's no time. So he went for go-around money today to get paid.
It looks like we're getting ready to go up to the Merritt Bull Race, which is in memory of Dr. Jack Kepka.
Well, I was trying to see our backup gal back there, Sydney. I want to get rid of these, but it looks like some cowboy's talking to that lady next to him, and I'm a little nervous because that's my wife. Okay, he's still on with his water speed motion being propelled, and he finally gets this to a stop. Deer's got his head right down in the middle of his belly, and finally stays with it and gets him down in what?
16.2 for Shane Craig.
It would have been 9 seconds. It took about 7 seconds to get him on his side.
So we are still
going to let
Jacob Edler with that
9.5. Good catch, Richard. And if that media career doesn't work out with you, I'll talk to these guys about you being a full-fledged announcer, okay?
That sounds like
a good look what we got. The cattle drive to the north. It probably should take about a... Let's go with about a two-minute break if we can back there. Sending it back to BBS headquarters. Well, we get a cattle drive out of here and get their arena set for our next event. $1,000 last week. The area is a giant front here, eh? Say that name again.
We're starting with Spencer Wright at $1,400.
My favorite cowboy. Here we go. Come on. The world champion right now. 19-year-old boy, 20-year-old boy now. He's going good in the saddle. Good spur in motion. Stays right to the peasant. Comes off, falls on his ankle in the dismount.
It looks like he really did actually get that. It's really hard to get on a saddle drunk like that. Like I had success for my own. Trying to
get that problem,
and I had
to really
feel like that.
Then it
come out of
nice
at Spencer's,
which is why he got a 75 for his ball. Now, this is his first try. We know he's capable of more. 75 is halfway to the championship round. Now watch him as he walks out. He ran out. The way he fell on his ankle, I thought maybe he twisted his ankle because he stood there for a long time. We are going to get an autographed picture of him. I thought that didn't work. Body a little bit, almost sideways. Cowboy stays in shape, goes across the arena. Tough ride, but he kept his feet where they should be. Those be even helped chasing him like a pickup man, I guess.
We're waiting for the score on that, and that is Cody Seaton. And he's a free ride on.
Okay, and the description of my ride tells me they didn't like the judges, didn't like the way a horse went. They probably give him a score, they're not an announcement. He has the option. If we see him back in a rewrite, we know he won it. Utah Cowboy. Oh, look at that. Look how long that horse jumped. He can, oh, man. Third jump, the cowboy was off.
Yeah, I did a somersault, but he's back up the block. He looks like he's not hurt at all. That horse is still bucking at the pickup.
Now, didn't you tell me you used to show English?
I did, actually. That's how I was going to ride.
But you weren't doing something jumping event?
I was a show jumper. I did my first show jumping event on a horse named Big Mac, and I actually won reserve grand champion.
All right, now, the mark of that fucking horse to me, I think they should take him up and get him over those jumps.
Go get him in an English show. Get him in a rodeo.
Because he is high jumping and long and lame going across there. But twisted, cowboy gets a rewrite. I'll have to wait for our next rider.
We're still waiting on them. We just got that work back up in. Looks like Cody right up.
All right. Here comes Cody, another world champion. I think we saw his little boy Rusty just a little bit ago.
Yes, we did. Cody's going to be riding the Tango, so let's see how the dance goes.
Tango with the right. You're going to come up second. Look at the fight in the arena. In this case. Yeah, that big blow up when the horse dug in and all the mud came in the air, and Cowboy came off.
Yeah, right down close. He didn't have a very long walk, but it was probably a long walk for the back to the shoot. We're going to wait and see who the next Cowboy is. It looks like it's number 237. Looks like it's Blaze Threat.
Who? That's because he threw me on tail. We talked about it yesterday. 74 yesterday. We want him to get 80 today and come back to the final. All right, come on, Blaze.
Well, yeah, he is.
Getting us dizzy watching him dance around here.
Yeah.
Now, there they go. There he is. Now, pressure on. He was highlighted in the newspaper this week. Stay with us. Beat the Sky Anchor. Fight almost hit us in the ice. Come on, Blaze. You're doing it. He's showing daylight. Oh, no. I'm going to tell you something about my theory. But he was set good. And when I said he's showing daylight, you notice how he was sitting there, like getting his butt out of the saddle a little bit. But if you keep your scoring motion, you're telling the judges you're in good shape. Unfortunately, it cost him.
He lost a little bit on that last show. Then he saw the replay and he slapped his leg as he went down the fence. Hey, darn it.
Oh, man, and that's what I say to Sky Anchor. So many of our out-of-town Cowboys get their first one in there, but they get a good score on, too. It's a tough thing.
Looks like we're going to get Eric Galecki out of Gillette, Wyoming.
Look at this black horse jump in front of us. He gathers all four, goes good. I guess I got to get over here. All 4 feet clicking in time. Solid bay horse. Cowboy stays on him for 8 seconds. We're looking around for that tie. Reverted a little bit back, thinking I had a headset.
67, what we got for Eric Galecki.
Are they showing anything about a rewrite option or anything?
Not yet. I didn't see anything on that.
So again, for somebody just finding us, Saddle Bronx, the classic, the first one of the rodeo events they ever did. They scored 1-25, two judges, 1-25 for the Cowboys, the other 25 for the horse. Special saddles on saddle horses, saddle skirts and straps. 8 seconds, free hand cannot touch the horse.
We're going to Shorty Garrett next out of Dupree, South Dakota.
Right in front of us, the Dupree Cowboy. Brown horse takes off. I got to say the horse color so you can visualize it at home. This one has good lift at the rear end, but again, stiff-legged lift off the front end. I would score this horse probably down in a 14 or 15 category.
We're waiting to see what that score is for Shorty. He is a bit of a short cowboy, but with this stick, we got a long palm on the ground.
You talk about cowboy nicknames. You call it him short. Do I take it as a compliment when they call me skinny?
You can.
We're making a little joke to my curve, which is not as big as it used to be.
That's great. I do not see a score flash up for Shorty, so we might be doing a ring right off from that walk away screen.
Now, when you put these flank straps on the horse, that is a leather strap with a buckle that holds it down, wrapped in sheepskin. Does not hurt, cut, or the animal. It gets them crazy to fuck with your rear legs in time with an adjustment. Now, do you want to know why I went on a diet?
What's that?
I'm at a rodeo. They broke a flank strap. They want to borrow my belt.
Now they can't do that. You lost so much weight.
Of course, it was my friend, the rodeo plant, that suggested that. Well, we got some sort of a stall going in the two behind us.
trying to get it going. And the point is, the gate man is here. I haven't noticed that that's my friend Daryl Barron following the gate, so paying the gate boss down here. 274 is the number, and all that guy just helping. All these cowboys help one another. That's the unique thing about rodeo.
It's all a real big family. Everybody knows cowboys need to help cowboys. We're waiting to see who 274 is. We got programming, but we got another section. I think Ken.
That's that rewrite we talked about. All right, high in the air. Come on. Get butt up here. Look how close those feet. That horse, look how he puts it together. Good lift to the front, good lift to the back. The horse keeps his head in a good motion, circle of motion. He look for this. Classic ride. He was spurred with two
feet. We're waiting to see what that 4-1-9 is. Isaac Diaz. The special pretty high. 83 is the highest score of the day for Isaac Diaz.
All right. What do they say? The cream rises to the top, or there's a champ. He just came in here and got 80.
We're in Isaac and followed by Joe Lucky with a 79, followed by Rusty Wright and Spencer Wright.
And can't get any better results than that. That should be closing out the step. And I see a big one pet truck down there coming in.
I can't even see it
yet.
Oh, they're bringing out my favorite part of the entire rodeo. They're bringing out the barrel. My bet.
Do you recognize the make of that truck?
I see the Ram Scholarship truck. And they're going to be giving away that truck later in the week, I believe. I believe it's on Saturday. That beautiful truck that's Ram on it. Got the buck on the side. And they've got the Sunday barrel floated up the back. Got a great tour inside the pass with the racetrack as they gallop past.
And I remind you folks, to see this action, you've got to buy a ticket. We're here, color to color as best we can on radio.com. Those who can't be here today, but try to join Frontier Day someday. We guarantee you, if you just have 3 days, we'll have a 5-time vacation event here. Hooray! Pancake breakfast. We'll even feature free. With about 10,000 other people, they feed about 10,000 people over a three-hour period down here. We have the carnival, the Indian village, old frontier town, night shows with top singers. We even have Miranda Lambert out did her husband last night in her show. He was here Friday.
Wow.
We have rock and roll stars. We have everything you need here for a family vacation.
We're looking at the first cowgirl should be Kelly Parker at a what though? It looks like yesterday it was Megan Smith with a 17.52, followed closely by Jenna Wagner with a 17.69. So Kelly Parker is going to come right out.
Put that fast time up here so we can see how they do.
Come on, all you guys, the fast and hell on Sunday afternoon. But we come across the line.
All right, she's coming in. Pass it, pass it, get to the gas. Come on. Let's get that. Oh, no. Hit first barrel, 5 seconds. That's the figure eight pattern around two. Second barrel. So we're up to 10 seconds of penalty.
Yeah. Somebody.
Well, she did make the trifecta to get all three. But whatever her time is, remember, 10 seconds, 18.65.
28.65 is what she came up with both panels.
I didn't try to count time with that barrel on the first one.
And we will put Lisa Lockhart next from South Dakota.
Now, Lisa is a world champion. And they're talking about she was a $100,000 winner last week in Calgary.
Oh, and here she comes right out of the gate. She can go left barrel first. Well, right barrel. I'm sorry, I can't tell you what. Left right, mix real tight. Left barrel. Left barrel. Left barrel.
And when you have a champion next to you, she's calling that out. You do not pull the mic away. Good job, Mandy. And on a good run like that, when I asked you to help me, I knew you were a barrel racing champion. I can get that run. Three perfect pockets. Or else you come out with the leader.
So she's actually ahead of the leader. She has a 17.48. Our leader yesterday, Megan Smith, had a 17.52.
So the countdown goes. She'll be back here Sunday. I don't know what her first run is.
Now we're coming out with Andy Campbell starting in the arena. Coming out. Looks like she's going to go to that left barrel first, which up first. Nice. Quiet little loose inside. And towards the second barrel coming up on 7 seconds. Here's the second barrel a little close on that one.
My hole, give it a little whip. Let's go.
18.57.
Now, I thought it was, watching because I'm not calling time today. That horse on that second barrel for her, he just kind of had his nose over the barrel and went a little slow for her. Nice, close, but no tempo.
Yeah, it was close on that one. You could tell you a little stutter and a step on that. We're going to Angie Wiseman out of Carpenter, Wyoming.
Hold down, cowgirl. Let's see what you can do. We had a Hillsdale Cowboy make 74. Let's see what the Carpenter Barrel Racer
got. Remove the master shirt on that one. Here she comes. She's going to the right barrel first. Oh, horse went on the wrong side of the barrel. Stop it,
sir.
Take a nice slow.
He
takes it back up.
You're covered with grace. Well, what she's doing, though, now, this is really a training or a discipline run to make sure the horse doesn't learn that, hey, if I stumble on the first barrel or stagger like he did, I don't have to run all three of them. So give her a hand, ladies and gentlemen. The cowgirl went out of here and she said, with a smile and grace.
She came out with a 29.09 for that. Well, it's going to come out as no time for that. And but she really just stood up for that first step. And it's always good to recover and make sure the horse can't go home and throw a fit like that. I once had a horse throw me in the middle of the barrel race, and I had to get back on and run the whole thing out of trot.
Oh, man. All right, our next cowgirl's coming out. I think you already gave her name, right?
It is Kaylee Galino out of Boston, South Dakota. Here she comes, going towards the right barrel. Going to pull real tight. Nice little drop, I think. Moving to the left. You can see the haunted drop. She's clearing about 7 seconds. And coming up on 10 seconds. There's the turn. Oh, no. Horse better than that turn. Comes up.
Now, for my history, she was headed in there in 10 seconds. We would have had a fast run. Like they went too wide, kind of jumping her feet a little bit, the little girl horse did, took her out. What a good, sure first two barrels.
Yeah, and some of these horses get so excited to run barrels that they just kind of lose track of where their feet are. I actually had a horse fall out from under me on a turn. But now we're at Ariana Flynn from Charleston. She's on the left. She's still kind of crossed back. Going cross. And we'll set the barrel in 7 seconds. We're almost there. We're well tied. Oh, that was a nice turn. Coming out about 50 seconds. And it's full. You're going to get an 18.35 for Ariana Flynn.
I mean to tell you, this young lady amazes me every time she says something on the microphone. And I'm sitting back, I'm enjoying the barrel race. And I can't correct you, I can't point anything out. That was a little run, just a little long.
I'd like to have the race when it comes to barrel racing. You can use that end of the race for a little encouragement. I haven't seen a lot of combos with that. Maybe they believe in the power of their spurs. Or maybe they don't want to lose the race. Here we're coming out with Heidi Dillard. She headed to our right barrel, turns real close, stumbled a little bit on that, and is going to come back out. Looks like she's got Hillary Bosch. She's going to come down next turn at 9 seconds. And we're clearing. Oh, the back of the wheel. They hit the ground. We're coming up at 72 seconds. And we're going to end with 19.03 for Carrie Bosch.
A little more back color here. I cover this stuff on the ground because I'm not in the digital age. You got it on the big screen, which do have a better clear view.
And there is a clock up there, too, so I need to keep eye on that clock.
Well, you're teaching the old man something here today, girl. I keep looking at the little clock over there. Well, please tell me who the next one is.
It is Ashley Whitrow out of Henrietta, Oklahoma.
They have a long time to be here. Like I say, the last rodeo that these women were at was up in Calgary last week. They're here today. They're probably, I think we got the Utah rodeo going on at 6 7 Frontier Day.
Here.
Well, that horse is going around the second barrel. I saw one ear, one forward, one back. What does that tell me that horse is doing?
It's a little grumpy. He's trying to get its way. I used to have a horse in Dakota where he would run barrels with his first skin. It was his game face. So they're getting a little angry, and we saw that horse get actually a little trouble around the first barrel. Looks like he didn't want to make that turn. Probably a little angry with how tight he was in his mouth. But you got to do that when you got to make tight there.
Now I know. Thank you.
Next is Bill Welch out of Parker, Arizona. Headed towards that left barrel. Got a lot of people happening. Got a beautiful Paulino. Made that first turn real tight. Turned off on 6 seconds as we hit around the second barrel. Headed towards the third around 10 seconds. And we're coming around. Could have got a little faster there. That's a nice tight turn. We're coming up and it is 18.6 for Jill
Wells. And it looks like she slowed it down a little bit to avoid knocking down that barrel.
She did go a little slower on the approach to the third barrel, but it was a beautiful tight curve, and she knows what she's doing.
You know, I mean, how did this ever come to be a rodeo event or a horse show event, barrel race? Somebody had to say, hey, we've got some barrels, go get a horse.
Now we're going to Morgan Rowe at a purple cactus, starts the right barrel, stops for a second, comes up and she's still riding the second barrel about 7 seconds, and looks like her horse, like, paused at that distance, and she's passing it back, and riding for a barrel at 2 seconds, and close out with a time of 18.88 for Morgan Rowe.
Well, you're putting that score down. Do you have any idea where we started this event?
Wasn't it something the Cowboys wanted something to do as well as the Cowboys?
I think you're right. That's the research I got to do. I want to know when they first brought this. I know the BPRJ started doing it around 1947. Well, that's a women's program, yeah. But we'll call somebody to get an answer to that question. Who do we have and where are they at?
Heather Ratery is coming around the second barrel right now at 7 seconds. Make a real tight turn.
Time remind us?
Our fastest time was Lisa Walker at 17.48, followed by Megan Swift from yesterday with a 17.52.
They say that's it. We had a couple more girls on the list that are going to show up. Ladies and gentlemen, I hope you've enjoyed Mandy Herring and her commentary, her sports announcing of ladies barrel racing. As they load those cans into the Dodge truck, we should have bulls loaded up down there behind us. Mandy, if you're ready, we'll stay for the bulls. If not, we'll throw it to Doug. What do you think?
I think I'm ready. I think we can.
I think you're teed up and ready to go. Now we have the second section of bull riding. That's how they close the last regular rodeo event. And after this, we'll go into the wild horse racing, and we will be done for the day. We'll recap at the end from what's best we can here today. Do you have any idea what time it is? Oh, a wristwatch.
Tuesday, and they did just flash up on the screen that they can reach the plane tonight. There are still tickets available at the Coliseum East Frontier office. We're getting ready to go with Cody Kaplan out of Corona, New Mexico, as we look like we're going back to Saddlebrook.
That'll be a rewrite.
Oh, we're doing our rewrite real quick.
Yeah, I just thought of something.
What's that?
See, you and I walking together around the rodeo, they're going to call us Big and Red. I'm the Big.
I'm the Red.
I'm an old guy. I got to get those out before I forget them. All right, we're looking for that first pole rider. He said who he is. Looks like he's getting ready down here, shoot number six. Oh, Saddlebrook three right. There you go. Bay horse. Little swivel hips as he goes out. Gets center of the arena, goes a little to the horse. Well, cowboy, beautiful time. That should be a good ride. We may have him moving the positioning board here.
I see him taking off as pick a man who weighs the horse on that one. 77, I think we're still being led with an 82 or 84 from earlier.
Yeah, the 84, I think, came in and took it over with who? I think it was Chris and Mike, but we'll see.
I think yes.
Yeah, Chris and Mike, yeah. Yes, Chris was in it. All right, here we go. Get a bull out here. We're ready. We're pumped. We're pumped. There goes the wheel barrel. Then look what he's doing different. He's turning that barrel in over here instead of rolling it on the side.
Gotta get that one pump. Well, I'm gonna hold it to do that in just a second. But you can tell where he gets those dry green shoes. Wait for him to jump in that barrel.
Well, the problem is, I think that is the side. Okay, here's our bull rider. Spinning right in.
Cameron Klein.
Spinning in front of the shoes, Starkville. I didn't hear the whistle. There it is now. Maybe 6 seconds into the ride, he's in the dirt. But what's dangerous? He just gave Dusty Tuck us a shoot to George. So, at any rate, getting back to this, we had the ride come out unexpected. Look at the top of that barrel. I say that's a size 8 barrel. Look at the belt. Or the around that cowboy. It's a size 10 for stripes.
We could have full face in a barrel that has a cowboy stuck in it.
There you go. The barrel's there with the now we got a Wyoming cowboy coming out next. Have you found his name?
Not yet, sir. That's watching that whole face like Bowen.
Buffalo cowboy on a bull as big as a buffalo. Didn't stay too long. He went for a kick on the side. Did they get extra points if they get the spur out there in the spin? He ran for one first spur on that first spin, and the bull walked out from underneath him.
Yeah, well, that's sucker punch. It looks like that's the one that
right. Yeah. He didn't get sucker punched today. He sucker punched the cowboy.
That is true.
Okay, the crowd's getting behind it. The music's getting pumped up. He's wearing a helmet with a face mask. He's had some head injuries. Let's go. Bull jumps to the right and spinning to the left. Spinning high, jumping and spinning. Whoa, not the biggest bull in the pen, but the strongest, I think.
Yeah, you saw it as that bull came out, that bounced a little off. He ended up beating right over that bull's shoulder, and you can see it on the replay. It looks like the bull came off some time until that bull finally did get him off.
And that bull found his own way to the huh? Remember, these bulls only work maybe 16 seconds a week. He's gone back to the feed trough now.
And now we're coming to Texas.
He's qualified for the national final. He's a Texas cowboy. We know they can all stick like Velcro on these bulls. This one will be the right below us. They're getting the
I don't know what that song is. A lot of drum beat stuff.
It's a popular pop song.
Yeah, okay. Look at it. Spinning right in front of the troops again. Cowboy's still there. Blowing a right-handed spin. Jump back and forth a little bit after one of those spins. The cowboy comes up. Now a little eye-to-eye contact with that bullfighter. I used to call these the King of Peace, but way no, they own that arena when they're out there.
Yeah, they really do. That was a bull that looked like he was full attitude. He stopped to give everybody the pink eye once everybody was off.
We had an 83 with this cowboy yesterday. Who was it?
Eric Pass of Dallas, Texas.
Now, is he? It's going to be down. Judges are over here. We're trying to figure out what shirt he's in. I don't see him way down there. But the judges are looking this way. There we go. Here we go. Spinning right in front of the gate. All these spinning. Little brown balls. Faster, faster. Stay on there, cowboys. He's 91 if he's anything. Let me recap that ride. That little bull came out spinning just outside the gate. That's dangerous because the cowboy could get thrown into it. That bull was spinning. I bet he spun a dozen times as faster with each spin.
83 for Aaron Pass.
I thought it should have been higher. But now we got two of them in here with 83. Or is he at 283?
I think they both
agree. No, Aaron was.
Oh, I think Diaz was 83. Like that's the earlier section.
All right.
Now we're going to John Young.
82. Now, see how I figured out what should be. The judges are looking that way, so. We're down there at the other end.
Got another
dancing cowboy getting himself ready. What was that number? Was it 274 was the earlier dancer?
I think so. I've got it written down in the program.
Yeah. Well, if he wears his number to the bar tonight, girl, ask him to dance, will you?
And here comes John Young out of the studio.
John Young, now there's white bull, black bull, white heart. He's spinning to the right, but as he spins, he jumps and covers there. The crowd really liked that ride.
Yeah, he landed on his feet from that night. He's a smart cowboy warrior. Oh, man, just like that face mask. Come now, take it coming off. And come give me your civil rider. Definitely a praise for John Young.
Well, he wrote it good on that with the judges, I think, because they don't have to spur on that. But the way they shaped in the middle, I thought he was so good. But I think they did not like, even though it looked wild, they did not like the bucking pattern of that bull.
Yeah, it seemed like that bull might have fallen asleep a little bit in the middle of that. If we're right to see if he's going to come back. Looks like it might have been our day of cowboy.
Well, they got that bull rope. They're getting to the gate here. They send him down the alley to back to the feed box.
It looks like we're going to Corey Mayer's from Timber Lake Duncan fighting that case.
Now I stutter for a minute. I should be talking all the time, but sometimes you just got to look and see what's going on. Pick up men, get into place. Of course, we use Dick here. You introduced them earlier. Four of the six come from LaGrange, Wyoming, which is cowboy country up there. Couple of bull riders I know from the ranch up there. Party family. Here it goes. Spinning. Big blow up right out of the chute. Again, it's like an angry puppy chasing his tail with a ribbon tied on it. But the cowboy nowhere in sight.
Cowboy's already hopped up on a chute. I think that bull's a little scarier than a puppy.
Well, see how it kept kicking like a bucking horse?
Yeah.
the flank straps on there, and I don't know if they're supposed to be fighting the flank strap more than he was the cowboy, and that was the wild accident.
Yeah, and now we're going to be facing Blaisdell at Phoenix, Colorado.
Did you say creative?
Well, I think that's how you pronounce that. I'm just trying to look for new flyers.
Sure. Well, the guy from Pluto, Colorado is out here right now. Spinning right, spinning left. Let's go. Stay on. Come on. Hang in there. This cowboy's been to the national finals. Fruta, California is the first stop before you get into Loma. And Loma, you sit on Grandma's porch and look at Utah.
Wow. But we watched as that cowboy came down the side, and he was still hanging on that rope. But I'm sitting over here yelling, let go, cowboy, let go.
Well, sometimes he's either hung up because it came off against his hand. But again, he stayed to his feet, guys. I didn't get there. But the way he fell off, his hand was locked on that rope, and he could not get it out.
Okay,
Dalmatian spotted bull here. Comes down to the last bunch two or three times. About the fourth time he goes up, the cowboy comes down.
Now we've got a bit of a hard fall onto his shoulder, it looks like, but he got up, flew away just fine.
Well,
just again, with the guys coming, this is the championship day at other rodeo. Some of the guys on our program probably made the final rodeo, so they're moving guys now off the program. How can you tell with all this news, huh? Look what's coming up the track to the left.
Oh, that looks like the wild horse race that comes down in that. There's three people in the team. What are the people that come from?
Well, you got one guy, the mugger, who holds on to the horse's head. Yesterday, you saw the drive, which is up. That guy kind of covered the eye. I don't see that too often. The other guy is the strength man who holds on to the lead track. Who do we have now? Okay, that bull right in front of the exit gate throws the cowboy off. One of the bullfighters gets over there. That was stuck in the gate. He opened the gate. The bull went to the south. The cowboy ran.
Yeah, and that was a bit of a scary moment for a second. The cowboy did a cartwheel off the bull. But we are going. Wrapping up, riding almost, just like, we might have a couple more. Got one hand in front of us, and riding up some of the other wild horses. Well, I used to read things about how some teams would fight the horses
here. Well, that is no longer permitted, but that's how the old time cowboys used to do it out on the prairie.
Wow, but now we're going to go ahead and get the lead from bull riding around. Much for the last mechanic.
We're
going to
have
a
lot of bull riders today. All right. Little football thing. What are you pointing at here? Oh, it shows me. He's got that size 10 belt, the size arrow barrel. He must have really hold it in. You know what I mean? Again, this clown, they can't see enough for him. Ran into it 2 years ago in Little America, where he was mostly a ice cream mogul for special needs kids.
Wow. That's really comes out on that horse that you're bull. It's horsing around. The cowboy told the mom, like, it's grown up before riders come in. He can't explain the five of the little dream.
Now, watching that, right, the bull came out, smaller size bull, white, black spot. The cowboy went through about 3 spins, 4 spins maybe. Then that bull just kind of shook his shoulders like he's getting out of the shower or something. The cowboy came off his back. But we're going to stay with the wild horse racers tonight and then just let the guys down the line go. After the wild horse race, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll come back and recap the rodeo. To take up and spur the bull a little bit, lots of things came out.
It must be a scary thing to these bullfighters when they get keep their hand out the old horn and that's the first to put the best.
Well, that's the way, yeah, they get their attention. And, of course, it's American-style bullfighting. They're in there. They're really the 9-1-1 group. They're in there to keep them bulls from hurting the cowboys or anybody else in the arena. And they will take them. They're going to keep on ticking. Now, underneath all that clown guard, I tell you, there is some kind of football padding, hockey padding, special padding, because that's the only way these guys can stay alive. But, hey, and I'm seeing something different. They're letting media people go across the arena to be at the Wild Horse Race again. They haven't done that for a few months. Now, but get back to the Wild Horse Race. One of the first events at Frontier Days again. As Mindy was asked, Mindy was asked, three cowboys, one wild horse. Prior to today, the horse has never been ridden. They are a little halter broke, but never ridden. The horse owners have a maturity going. The horse is voted top of the notch. Maturity. The horse owner went funny also.
We're looking at them as they're trying to bring them out with the shoes and bring them over. They each got they pick a man with a leader and try to hurry them over to the racetrack where they're going. They're waiting. This person looks like several children, at least by the leader.
Look at that big paint they're fighting, that white front paint. And their big, muscled horse. Well, before, a lot of quarter horse breeding in him.
Yeah, looks like one team already has their quarter horse, and it's already fighting them, but it hasn't started the race yet. We're just moving the horses over, and they're trying that horse, trying to keep as far away from everybody as possible.
The Cowboys have to hold him there, can't settle him until the arena director fires a gun. Now, for many years, it was members of the Hurstick family who did that. Third generation Hurstick, Tommy, who once won Pendleton Roundup, all right, is now our CFO here, CEO at Frontier Days. He used to fire the gun and tell them which way to go. Now they just fire the gun and they all go to the north. But have family history. The Hurstick here is the start of Frontier Days, and now Tommy is the full-time CEO of Frontier Days. From the arena to the office, a fast rodeo action.
It looks like we have about 11 teams today. They range from a bunch of different names, including Walton Trucking, Joe Even, Connie Peters, Shanko Mina team, Bart Dorr Photography team, Gangway Third Base, and the Carpool team. There's a couple more, but we're trying to get everybody over to the right side of the racetrack.
Well, it's about 15 teams, 15 to 17 usually. Shankman gets the rope, the other guys hold on. The bugger gets the plate. The rider has to get a saddle, but they got to get going. They haven't fired anything yet, but now the wreck is going. Their shoots are fighting, they're up there. A lot of action. Mandy's getting excited.
There's a horse that is actually falling over. It doesn't matter.
There's the gun. All right, now we can saddle them. Those horses are up. They're going to saddle them. No injury, no claim to fame other than let's get you around that arena. Now, there's some background foes, music to keep them fired up.
And Wipeout is what it's playing.
Yeah.
Oh, we got Christmas
time. Oh, and that's a fast gun up. Now, he's bucking. It's like you'd buck one out on a cattle drive. Horse bucking. Now, is he holding on to the rope or up on the back? Look for the Cowboys that got that lead rope in their hand. They're going to want to go to play.
Yeah.
These guys that are rookies hold on to the front of the horse, the swells and the candles.
Yeah.
If they just hold on to that shank rope, lead rope, they have more control.
We've got somebody coming around. He is holding on to the rope, but it looks like it's trying to put it into the fence.
And that's where I tell you, what part of let go, don't say no.
Some cowboys are really stubborn. Looks like we've got another one on, but again, this one is holding up to his horn and his back of the saddle. It makes the bucket easier, but then again, he needs to get the one around the girl. His team needs to try and shoot the horse back over, but he's playing the side, but his team might come off very soon.
Now you got a big, beautiful white horse who's about to go. Let that paint I pointed out going out off to the north by itself.
Gentlemen, thank you for staying with us. As we see the medic crew with the carry-out boards and medical kits walk out of the arena, we see Cowboys walking away from the camera pit 200 feet away from us. Mandy's been getting today's leaders on board. I think day two rodeo. How do you improve with the first one? Draw on a second one. By the time we're in the ninth one, man, oh, man, will the excitement really build. So what do we have here? You give us the event and the leader, and let's see what I can think of to know about.
Okay, so we're going to start with bareback section one, and the leader for that section was Mr. Tanner Koss out of Granite Falls, Minnesota, on the horse Double Cross with score 79.
And I think that is the solid leader after 2 days also, right?
I believe so.
Now we move on down to what, air wrestling?
Steer wrestling indeed, and it looks like Blake Mintovin with 11.9 was our leader for today. I think he was beat out yesterday by a 10th flat.
That's right. Now we got to go in. This is the order of the events that they do them in the arena, but we do two sections of some of the events. Three for steer wrestling. Who do we have now?
Well, we did have bull riding, but I don't know if we got the greatest scores for that. There were a lot of no scores.
Well, that's right, because we had two rides that we weren't expecting at the end.
Yeah.
But what's the highest score you have so far?
I don't have a score for that one. I was trying to...
83 comes to my mind.
Oh, 83 is another section with Isaac Diaz.
Okay. Well, we okay.
And then we are going to move down to tie-down roping. Looks like our leader for that was Bubble Flores with 11.6, followed pretty close by Tyler Steele with a 13.7, followed by Derek Traylor with a 14.2.
And to bring that out, that sounds like long time, but you got to imagine, they're 200 feet into the arena before they caught those calves.
Yeah, they're powerful men. They're pulling the steers down to the ground.
Now, where are we going?
Now we're going to go to Saddle Bronc, and it looks like our leader for that section was Joe Lufkin from Estelisaw, Oklahoma, with a score of 79.
And we had to have one re-ride to start the bull riding in the Saddle Bronc here today.
Yeah. And that re-ride for that section was Isaac Diaz, and when he did his re-ride, he ended up with an 83.
All right, so two rides to get there. Again, they're trying to get the highest scores, top 12 with the highest scores, go to the finals on Sunday. Who are you looking at now, Kit?
I'm looking at steer wrestling section 2, and it looks like our leader that I got was Clay Miniman with a 12.7.
Okay, in that section. And that takes us down to, ladies and gentlemen, Rookie Saddle Bronc.
And we actually had a tie on first place on here. It looks like we got 264s. For Hawkins, Shane Boyd, and Nick Chenault.
Okay, now these guys,
If they win enough money, they get full membership to the PRCA. And I have had the pleasure of watching several of these Cowboys go on to become world champions. We talked about the Ed Bauer family. Well, there was one Cowboy who still is a legend. When he came to Cheyenne so hungry, he won money in the rookie saddle box, went on to drive Cadillacs and wear pink shirts. I'm talking KC Kidd.
Well, the next section we can look at is team roping. We actually had some pretty darn good times today, but the leader of all Frontiers so far was the team of Brett Anderson and Cole Wilson with a score of 7.6 seconds. They were followed by Paul Beckett and Cole Cooper with an 8.1, followed by Lynn Campbell and Hank Bounds for 10.8. I think we had a 10 flat yesterday, but those were the leaders of today's section.
Good, respectable times, but I think they're shooting. Well, they want to make the finals, but I know this. One day I was announcing from up in the Crow's Nest away there that four times they broke the arena record. They ended up with a 5.3.
Wow.
And I think that's what we're shooting for this arena record. We'll have more of that on Wednesday. Now, the wild horse race, there's no way we could see those numbers and tell you which team won. But I'll have to recap Wednesday on how they're doing with that. What do we have here now?
We're going to look at bareback, and the leader of bareback was Jake Bowles with a score of 79. He was followed pretty close by Jesse Davis, score of 78, who was followed by Casey Brewer with a score of 76.
All right, now, I wonder if anybody around here knows what happened in the barrel race today.
I do.
All right.
Okay, so we're going to flip to our barrel racing. And we had some pretty darn good times there, but our leader of the day was Lisa Lockhart, the 17.48. She beat out our winner of yesterday with a 17.552, which was Megan Swint. But the next up for today was Miss Heather Rattery with a 17.85. She was the last barrel racer of today.
And Lisa Lockhart, again, won the score on the two-day lead here. Was she on the top? Fastest in 2 days, just off world champion, fast world champion, just off a run where she won in the bonus round in Calgary, $100,000.
Wow. Wish I could have done that one.
I bet she has some new ranker pass on.
I bet. It looks like we can go to bull riding next, and our highest winner of today was Aaron Papp with an 83. He was the first cowboy we saw with 84.
Well, that kind of closes out the events of the rodeo, but let's talk a little bit about everything at Frontier Days. I know you're a college student, you work a full-time job. I just can't get over all the activities you guys can have here. And if people are throwing stuff at me, I better shut up. Huh? At any rate, you get on this 84 acres of Cheyenne Frontier Days Arena. We have this large, world-class carnival going on over there. Not only do they have rides, they have all my favorite So, apparently my glasses just took a crash. But what have you seen that you would like people to come out and see, Mandy?
Oh, there is this gorgeous Ferris wheel over on the side, and it's real close to the swings. The swings terrify me. I don't know how those people can get up and be swung around so high and everything, but the Ferris wheel looks more my.
All right, well, and I hope you ride it, because I'm the guy that got sick on the teacups at Disneyland, all right?
Yeah.
The only, my favorite ride at the carnival when I was a kid was the pony ride.
Oh, that was...
And I am so proud of myself. I'm about 12 years old. First paying job I ever got was picking up fat kids and putting them on little ponies.
Well, when I was little, I loved pony rides, too, but I'm about almost 6 feet tall now, and I grew up real fast to the point where my legs were too long for ponies by the time I was about 8.
Oh, man. So you started out with big horses at that time.
Yep.
Well, again, getting back to the tour of Frontier Days Arena, we have the Indian Village, where we have representatives of our Native American tribe, a lot of them doing their... artisan work. You can get in there, see what it was like to live in a real teepee and walk around. We'll be bringing reports from that later in the week. Then we have the Old Frontier Town. Top that up with the world-class rodeo and
the museum, and you've got to take a tour of that museum. They charge for that, but they have the Hall of Fame. They have some of the antique carriages restored in there, and just all kinds of stuff about not only Frontier Days, but Pioneer Frontier life at Frontier Days with that. So, Mindy, tell me what you thought of two rodeos now. You've had a bird's eye view. What do you think?
Well, I really think today was even more exciting than yesterday. I didn't think that was possible. But I think it's all leading up to a really great rodeo next Sunday for the championship. I think if we keep building the team we have, we're going to have a really amazing rodeo next Sunday.
Well, thank you. And we'll next be on the air with the rodeo on Wednesday from 12 to whatever it gets over. We estimated 4. What time do you have right now, cowgirl?
3:04.
Faster than yesterday. We got, I don't know if Doug can hear me. There's no way we can kill another hour. Nothing going on, Doug. You got something to take our slot? We're going to sign off and get out of your hair for the day. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening. Thank you. We're getting likes on Facebook. We're getting likes with BBS. We know we had a bad transmission yesterday. But stay with us. You're going to learn about Cheyenne and free pancakes and parades, other events. So, long getaway, but I'm going to take us out now. Ladies and gentlemen, Wayne Spencer and
Mandy Harry
asking you to join us tomorrow. May all your trails be happy ones, and join us on BBSRadio.com tomorrow about this time. Take care. God bless.